Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater.
The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Now let's talk to Bob in Westchester. How are you, Bob?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, thank you.
First, I want to say that I never missed a show, and I really appreciate
it. Wow, that's listening.
And I just want to say that I really appreciate the topic you're covering this morning regarding full-blown AIDS and the fact that just because people lead a lifestyle that where they get the full-blown AIDS, it doesn't mean they're going to H-E-double hockey stick just because they've, gotten the full-blown AIDS either from having an unclean taint or from being BM eaters on the Don and Mike Show. And I think that it really is interesting that although I believe I am going to H-E double hockey sticks just for...
Well, anyway, we hope that some interesting people...
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rockstars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're the stars of this piece of shit.
Something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot? You know, they're quite willing to kill off nature, you know, for a cheap buck, and then, you know, and then just point the finger at somebody else for why the job's disappeared. Hello?
Yep. I'm sorry. Don't want to rephrase that.
And why doesn't the press search harder when it's involved with life? It's certainly doing its pro choice.
King, we're back. We're back?
Yep. Here for
this Green Bay? Or next is Green Bay. Lost it after that one. Sacramento, California. Hello.
Larry King, I want to commend you on your choice of spinners tonight.
Is this black?
I know it. This quality, though. This money that belongs to the Iraqi people, can they get that back from Saddam? And are we going to get Don and Mike on the Armed Forces radio over?
Good question. That's a good question. Nick. Christopher, can they get the money some way to send that money back to the people? He probably took it from them.
Who the f*** you think you're dealing with?
Yeah, man, you got to get your kid on or your groove on. You can't get both on at the same time. A bunch of girls like, you don't need no man to help you raise no child. You don't need no man. Shut the f*** up with the bullshit. Yeah, you can do it without a man, but that don't mean it's to be done. You can drive a car with your feet if you want to. That don't make it a good f***ing idea.
Tell him if Sabian's not here in 20 minutes, you die.
I'll drink to that.
I don't want to talk to anyone else but Sabian.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
If there's Sabian here,
I'll drink to that.
Don and Mike, understand you. Well, thank you, sir, whatever that was. I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Lord, you don't know if you fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh, they want you to know.
Oh, I hate them.
They stopped the rain.
Well, they didn't.
That's what they told me.
They have nothing to do with it.
They did some kind of dance.
The true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
It wasn't a dance per se. What a rat.
All right.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Remote Control Folks that wasn't turned on and all the ships at sea. Hey, they love to get festive. John Geronimo and Mike. O'Mara!
Thank you, Robbie, and hi,
thank you, Rob. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this Wednesday. Metallica 28er.
Right.
And here's the phone number from the United States, anywhere in America, coast to coast. 877-365-3636. If you're listening in Canada, that's Rob. You can call 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., your hotline, as always, is 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank
there,
here.
There's Buzz. And then I say,
is anyone listening?
Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Hey, what happened?
And someone called for a doctor? There you go.
Yeah. That's good. That's tighter than a nun's,
Yeah.
Right.
Vagina.
Yeah. And hi, and welcome, welcome to the show, everybody. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the type of bawdry, is that the right word I'm looking for?
Body.
B-A-W-D-Y. Mm-hmm. The type of body off-color comment,
yep,
that will not be heard tomorrow. Yes. On this time slot.
No, the body off-color comments are being tabled for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Just want to let you know, right up front, we know that you guys live vicariously to our schedules, and we appreciate that. Tomorrow, nobody's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's traveling to the great city of Iceland.
Nope.
There is no national holiday.
Right.
Tomorrow, it is... it is a holiday. Mm-hmm. It's... Dickhead Day.
No.
Tomorrow is National Dickhead Day.
Oh, I didn't know.
And,
yes.
And all of the dickheads that run this station, and I think it's even gone into some members of beyond this station.
Yes, wow. Amen.
The D.C.,
mm-hmm.
the dickhead club. Anyway, they're having a meeting tomorrow, and all the dickheads got together, and they had a meeting, and they said, let's take roll. Dickhead, here. Peckerhead, here.
There was a quorum.
Dumbass, here. Mm-hmm. They all had a meeting, and then they said, okay, out of all the radio stations that we own in Washington, D.C., how many do we own? And then, Dickhead said, four? No.
Dumbass.
Are they dumping the sound?
I don't know. I got a sound.
I heard a click, too.
The light's still on.
The light's still on. Then Dumbass said, I think they own five. And then Peckerhead said, no, six. And anyway, once they came to the total number of the stations that the company owns,
right.
Infinity Broadcasting in Washington, D.C., they said, out of all the stations that we have, and out of all the shows that we have,
mm-hmm.
which show gets the best ratings? And they scratched their heads, and then somebody, and maybe it was... Retardo Boy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there's all these guys that work in the brain trust here, in the think tank, said, I think it's Don and Mike.
Mm.
Duh. And then they said, well, we've got this public affairs show
mm-hmm.
that we have to run with Donald Rumsfeld
mm-hmm.
about the state of America.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got to run right in the middle of Afternoon Drive. And... we could put it on one of the stations that nobody listens to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the station with the box of Marillion records or the station with the box of Fleetwood Mac records.
Now, we're going to put it on the highest rated show.
Right. Mm-hmm. And just to make sure that we totally F with these guys, the guys that have the highest ratings, what we're going to do is we're not going to even allow them to come on the radio.
Because we know they'll complain.
Because they'll come on and they'll talk about how bad it is that they're being preempted for an hour of public affairs programming that, at this point, really, to my mind, I said this last week, and we're not going to belabor the point today, but I just want you to know we're opposed to this. We're not opposed to the United States of America. We're not opposed to Donald Rumsfeld.
Not at all.
We're not opposed to a town meeting or whatever the hell it is that Infinity Broadcasting is doing.
Have it.
We're opposed to the fact that they're doing it while we are broadcasting.
We're opposed to being preempted.
You can even do it while we're being broadcasted.
Yeah.
Put it on the station that plays Fleetwood Mac and REO Speedwagon.
It's not offensive.
You know, put it on one of the stations that nobody listens to.
Right.
And then I've gotten this rationale from the dickheads. Ah, but you guys, you're a powerhouse. That's why we have to put, and that, see, they placate us.
Yeah.
They're patronizing us by saying, we've got to put it on your shift because that's where all the listeners are.
Okay. Well, as they say in the movie Goodfellas, he's gone and there ain't nothing we can do about it.
Right, listen, hello, McFly. Hello. You see, you put it on tomorrow and you're effing us in the ratings. Because all of our listeners that get in the car and want to listen to the show, they're not going to hear it. And not only here in Washington, D.C., but along the entire network.
Right.
That's it. We're off tomorrow.
Wow. And I urge our listeners to fool them. You know, it's all we can do now that you've informed me earlier today that it is etched in stone.
We can't. We've tried every option we possibly can.
Gotcha.
And I implore, and I know this is silly, and I hope people realize I'm being genuine here, but I'm asking you to go against your instincts and listen. Listen to it.
Enjoy.
Listen to it and then call us on Friday and talk about it.
Yeah, tell us how great it was.
There you go. But listen to it. Don't let them screw us in the ratings.
Right.
Yeah, and
do you even know? Do we even know what it's called?
No.
Have they put any promos on the radio
station?
Memo.
Here's the other thing. They are interrupting. They're preempting.
They're just going to let it happen.
The most successful show that they have in Washington D.C. You know, bigger ratings than Howard, bigger ratings than Donnie, bigger ratings than the entire Arrow 94.7 radio station.
Come on.
All of that. We got bigger ratings than all of them, thanks to you guys.
What do you mean, come on?
How is that even possible?
Buzz, I'm not posturing. That's true.
Okay.
That's true. What?
I'm kidding.
Okay.
It was a little joke.
God, you know, he does that once in a blue moon. He must be just feeling all energetic today.
Because
he's playing with us a little bit.
He's got a day off tomorrow.
Yeah.
So he's getting all of his jibes. He's
all
getting
his little
them
bars.
In the day.
Yes. Yeah.
All of his little assumptions.
But I'm saying, look, there's nothing we can do about it, and I want to make sure people tune in anyway so it doesn't throw us off the railroad tracks.
Right, because...
But I mean, has anybody even put anything on our radio station about it?
No, this was the point that I was trying to get to.
What the hell is that?
They're derailing our show tomorrow so that... And basically what this is a J.O. It is a company J.O.
Mm-hmm. Somebody cooking lima beans around here?
I think it's Lisa's popcorn.
Oh.
Somebody in the company...
It's bad, I'll tell you that.
Somebody in the company gets a call from Donald Rumsfeld or somebody with the government where they say, you know, hey, we need to do some spin about the war.
Right.
So how about giving us an hour on Infinity Radio? And, you know, in Infinity, we're petrified of losing the license always. So they say, sure. Sure.
Whatever. Well, you know what?
What?
Yeah, things make sense to me now. Yeah.
Right, of course. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
I mean, they've got the whole sex for Sam.
They're placating the government.
They got the sex for Sam thing. They got the idiots in Detroit. They've got, you know, the fires to put out everywhere.
Yes.
So they say, okay, well, listen, you know what we'll do? We'll placate the government.
Couldn't we get a couple of medals of freedom for that?
We should.
Yeah.
Or at least one of those invites to the state dinner where we could be like the Blues Brothers.
I mean, it's just...
Which we've always dreamed about.
Giving.
It sucks on ice, and trust me, we have gone through every available channel. We have done everything possible. We've gone through every political, no pun intended, every political step that we can in this company to make sure that this show doesn't happen tomorrow on our show.
Right.
But we've been told... It's bigger than you guys.
Hmm.
It's bigger than you.
Wow.
Just step aside and let Donald Rumsfeld
move
have...
over. The United States is coming through.
Yeah.
But once again, and once you acquiesce, and we have been told we have no choice, why are they running no promotional announcements on the radio? Is there anything in that rack that would indicate, so we're going to do this, they seem to want to get it noticed, but nobody has
put
an announcement on it.
The only publicity that this event has had is the fact that we've bitched about, we don't like being preempted tomorrow for this. And yes, here now is Joe making his first appearance. Hold on, Joe. We got your new tape to bring you.
Hold on.
Here he is, everybody.
If you want some friendly advice, a haircut and take a bath. Get hassled so much.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi. I was thinking about this.
Excuse me.
I was thinking about this myself last night, and it occurred to me, is this what our valued clients have paid their expensive advertising?
No, and here's the other thing. Tomorrow, this radio station will not make money.
Right.
Tomorrow,
just for tomorrow,
they will lose money.
This radio station is giving up money.
Wow.
For the United States of America.
That is big.
Yeah, and that shows you that either...
But they're not going to let anybody know about it. Were they sneaking it in?
Well, I believe the only promotion they've had is us.
Right.
And
we're not giving them what they want.
They've said they don't care if we talk about it.
Well, we're talking about it.
They don't want us to talk about it tomorrow.
Right.
But it's okay if we talk about it today, and it's okay if we talk about it on Friday.
Well, I think it's important to let everybody know.
This is the same radio station, this WJFK... They got a full complement of commercials in when they went wall-to-wall war coverage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So, they like their money okay.
Yeah, they do.
So anyway, it just sucks on ice. We're just giving you guys a heads up. And I think what Mike is saying between the lines, we have to be very careful how we say stuff when it involves the Arbitron ratings. I guess what we're saying is, help us out.
Well, I was just saying
tomorrow.
Listen. I was just saying listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Keep listening. And
that's it.
Keep listening.
Even if you're not listening, keep listening.
Listen hard.
You know. Just keep listening.
Yeah,
we'll be back. We'll be back on Friday.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Friday.
Lots of good stuff.
And and I'm sure that we'll have lots to talk about because we have a day that I'm going to spend the day just being pissed off. just sitting around my house being pissed off that
going to get a boat.
Then I'm not going to work.
Don't fall.
I am. Of course you're going to get a boat.
I'm getting a little boat.
Okay.
I'm getting a little boat.
Do you know how many times...
I'm getting a little boat that I can take to so I can go back and forth between my friend's big boat.
Do you know how many times I've been through with you in the boat? When you buy a boat...
Should be my third.
You get a boat.
Yep.
And then you love it.
Yep.
And then you got to get rid of it.
Yep.
And then you get another one.
Yep.
And they say it's the worst move I ever made.
Yep.
And then you always say,
yep.
What they say is true. The two happiest days of your life.
When you buy a boat, when you sell a boat. Yeah.
So we're going to go through that again.
But this is the littlest boat. They've gotten progressively smaller.
Just make sure they throw in the remote control. Because if they charge you extra.
No, I'm getting a boat.
Oh, good.
I rent a boat when I go on vacation. And I try to rent a boat when I go on vacation some other times. And it's hard to do because my guy that has rented to me for two decades has gone out of business.
Well, you're going to be able to use it to get to work very soon because it's rained so much.
Although,
as we speak now...
Yeah, look at that.
The sun is out. I know we did a lot of...
I had a lovely drive in with sun.
Wow. I know we did a lot of complaining yesterday, but... Well, no, actually it's behind a cloud, but...
Yeah, it's supposed to be worse tomorrow, which would bode well. I say perhaps we have blue skies tomorrow.
They're so totally wrong with the weather.
They're so screwed up now, they have no idea what it's going to do.
The forecast was last night heavy thunderstorms, then clearing this morning and heavy rain tonight. Well, last night, as we left the radio station, it was clear.
It was very nice.
Then this morning, when it was supposed to be clear, we got 2 inches of rain in 4 hours.
Yeah, right. The kind of raindrops that are big, fat ones.
And then this afternoon, when it was supposed to cloud up and rain again...
Raindrops as big as cultivated blueberries.
It's now sunny, but I'm not complaining because at least it's sunny.
Yeah, well, I loved it. I mean, I had the top down coming in, and I felt great. It was, you know, I feel a little lift. And then they're saying that tomorrow... We're supposed to have it cloud up and be showery again. Is that what they're saying?
And now they're also saying that Friday should be a good day, but Saturday and Sunday won't be good.
Right.
Saturday and Sunday will be bad, and that the first sign of a really decent day, meaning it's going to be sunny and the temperature will be somewhere near where they should be, will be sometime late next week.
I had an idea.
Yeah?
And I don't have them very often. And you know when I have them, I normally keep them to myself.
Go ahead.
But I think this gentleman...
Buzz?
...ought to compile his own that he is responsible for. his own weather forecast. Now, Buzz normally goes to the National Weather Service, right?
Right.
Well, Buzz, you could guess.
People.
You could just guess.
I can put my own spin on it.
You know, you took a look at TV in the morning. Mm-hmm. You read the USA Today. You looked at that. And then you just give, like, maybe a one-word forecast.
Just guess. So, right, we'll put you on the spot right now. Buzz?
Yes.
What's your forecast for tomorrow?
For tomorrow, rain.
Rain.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You love weather.
I love it, and you know I love.
You
to
love
take
talking
a stand.
About it. You like to.
I love to
like
take to, a stand and, you know, and go out on a limb, and I'm going to say rain.
You know what motivated me to do this? Quite often, I'll be out in the hallway if I get like a golf over the weekend or something like that, and I'll say to Buzz, you know, what's it going to be this weekend? And there was one particular weekend where you know where the weather guys were saying one thing, and Buzz gave me his personal kind of here's what I think it's going to be.
Way.
And Buzz.
He was right.
Nailed it.
He was right.
Buzz nailed it when all the other people were saying wrong. He said, you know, Buzz will say quite often, I think you're going to be okay. And you know what? A lot of times, it's absolutely right.
I think I know how to read their doublespeak.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You heard it from Buzz. Tomorrow's forecast.
That's the word. Weather in a word. Rain.
Rob. And Rob is indicating, Buzz, that your forecast somehow is powered by marijuana.
Whatever works.
Hey, how do you think the farmer's, how do you think the farmer's almanac got written?
Exactly.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, why didn't, if it's such a big deal, first of all, I'll be tuning to another station tomorrow.
No. Listen, here's where you're killing us if you do that. You're killing us if you do that.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to fall asleep at the wheel.
But you got to listen to it so we can all comment on Thursday about how bad it was.
Friday.
I'll give it my best effort for
Thank
you guys.
Thank you.
But more importantly, why didn't if it's such a big deal to do it during your show, why didn't they just have you plug it every 5 minutes during your show?
Well, they knew we wouldn't do that, but they don't even run it
to this other station.
There's not even a
really
tape.
Is there anyone in this building that can answer that question for me?
Let me try Cameron.
As to why there is no mention of this?
Let me try Cameron. What is Cameron's number?
The new operations manager, Cameron Gray.
So he would be at Ken's old number, right?
No, I think he's at Charlie's old number.
John Norman, do you have an answer? John Norman has an answer.
Hi, John. First of all, I don't think Cammy's here.
Okay.
All right. But,
and Charlie Braille's coming in with some
he told me at lunchtime that he forgot about it, and we're going to get one on.
Hi, Charlie.
He's at 872, but I can give you his cell phone if you want that.
What would be Cameron's first chance to get on the air as a management?
What are you enjoying? What did you...
Bread.
It's just bread.
Just bread.
Yeah. Charlie came in, answered that question, and then thrust a piece of wheat bread into his mouth. Is it wheat bread?
Yes, it is. Pepperidge Farm.
Whole grain. Good for you.
There's no answer up there.
Well, now I have a complete...
Hi, this is Cameron Gray, Operations Director for WJFK.
I know that's him, but he's not there.
No. Okay.
That's a tape.
We have a complete legitimate answer. He forgot.
There you go.
He forgot. They're preempting the show tomorrow, and he forgot to put on an announcement saying they're preempting the show.
All right. I think we've covered it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
God, I get mad.
Hello, Radio Gods.
Howdy.
National Treasures.
Yeah, well, you would
take you off the air.
You would think.
Hey, your station management rolled over faster than the French. That's all I needed to say.
Agreed. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Think we could maybe tomorrow get Buzz doing weather on the 8th?
Only if it's okay with Rumsfeld.
No, I want to tell you something really, and this will be the last thing that I tell you, because it's really behind the scenes, but it really pissed me off, that they're trying to peddle this dumb Infinity and public affairs show to another station in the market so that we don't have to be taken off the air. So they go to WTOP, which is the news station, and they say, how about you run this show, this Infinity Donald Rumsfeld show tomorrow? Yeah. And the quote, and I heard this from Alan, the general manager, the quote from the general manager at WTOP was, we could never run a program like that because that would take away from weather and traffic on the 8th. Mm-hmm. And the quote from the guy is, and that's our religion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I looked at Alan and I said, what do we got to do to be your religion?
Right.
Really?
Yeah, good answer.
You know, you've just killed Christ. You, Alan Linewand, have just killed Christ. You've killed God. You've stomped all over your religion. I mean, I don't even know what... Well, he's a Jew.
What?
Yeah, well, you didn't know that, Rob? So, I mean, I'm just using Jesus and God as a, you know, as a kind of a catch-all phrase here. But he has, in fact, snubbed his nose on the religion That is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Now I understand.
You understand?
Okay. Like, you're calling us God.
Yeah, well, right. No, listen. If the guy at TOP
says... You killed us. Yes.
If the guy at TOP says, I can't run this thing because... And what a ridiculous premise this is. Weather and traffic on the 8th is our religion.
Right.
Well... What do we got to do to be the religion? What do we got to do?
We never will be.
What do we got to do to be at least as popular on our station and our company as a feature as riveting as weather and traffic on the 8th?
We never will be, and I think we have to accept that fact. I think that's been proven time and time again.
The great religious leaders are seldom appreciated in their own
that's
time,
true.
Don. Okay. You must be patient.
I'm ready to get off this topic anyway, but we're just covering this so you know where we stand.
Yeah.
So that tomorrow when you turn it on and we're not here, you're going to know why we're not here.
Okay, good.
We're not here because, you know, well, hello.
Listen and enjoy.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Don.
Yes, and Mike, hi.
Yeah, why are you bitching so much about this?
Because it's our livelihood, my friend, and it's the most...
As I recall, last year around this time, you guys were off a lot longer than, like, one day.
As I recall, last year around this time, if you're talking when we went through the Opie and Anthony thing, the station took us off the air. We didn't have any say in that. They suspended us. They wouldn't let us come to work.
Yeah, the only thing we did last year is when we were playing the records, and that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that pissed a lot of people off, too.
Not really. Our ratings would show that it really didn't. Everybody came back to listen to us.
Yeah, and this is totally different than that. This is not us having a fight with them about some disc jockeys. And even in that case, you know, that fight with those disc jockeys was fine until we fought back.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we fought back, they took us off the air.
You didn't want to be off the air then either.
No, and we don't want to be off. Do you not get that? Unless we have a vacation, we don't want to be off the air. What's so wrong with that?
It's only one day.
Yeah, it's only one day.
So one day is going to affect your rating.
Hey, hold on. I see it, this guy. I see exactly what this guy's doing.
What am I doing?
You don't care.
Yeah.
One day,
you don't care.
Because you're bitching about it.
No, you don't care. You really don't care. You're just trying to get us riled
up. Listen, here's the deal. And I'm sorry that you don't feel as passionately or as into your job as I do about mine and Mike does about his. But we care about every day. And I guess that's why we're here and you're there. Goodbye.
Very good.
It's called passion, my friend.
Passion.
And the day that we mail it in is the day that we're off the radio.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of DJs out there that wouldn't have said a thing about this to you.
Right.
And they'd be happy. Mm-hmm. Going, oh, hey, we just got Monday off for Memorial Day and now we're getting Thursday off.
Now we understand what that day means this time of year. That's what it's all about. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, it's passion, but it's also passion to be successful.
Yeah.
And this kind of, you know, puts a crimp in that, and that's what we're concerned about.
We're just trying to let people know what's going on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike, am I on the air?
Yes, you are.
All right, I love you guys. So they have some mighty big shoes to fill tomorrow.
Four mighty big shoes. We count Buzz six.
Four.
Count Rob. Well, Rob has tiny feet.
Yeah, Rob has little baby feet, yeah. Amazing. Rob's feet were bound when he was a young man.
Rob has the biggest feet in the world. Anyway, yeah, got some big shoes to fill tomorrow.
So I have to listen to every single second to make sure I can suck it all in, right?
There you go.
That's the attitude.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Well, I've been trying to get through, and I use these crappy cell phones, and, you know.
Hey, listen, and I'm going to tell you exactly where I'm coming from. I'm not bitching, and I'm not complaining. I'll tell you what I am. What I am is insecure, and I'm sorry, but it's always worked for me. Mm-hmm. I'm insecure. I live in a true fear that any day now, somebody's going to wake up and figure out that Mike and I have the best jobs in the world. And that all we do is come in and, I mean, we work hard, but we have a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, we do.
And I live in fear that every day somebody's going to wake up and go,
take it.
Hey, hold on a second.
Give it back.
Right.
You're not qualified.
So we just want, when we're supposed to be here, we want to be here.
Hey, if you ever feel that way, if that really ever starts, you know, crowding in on you and you start to get really insecure, just turn on that Imus show. That'll calm you right now.
I know.
Yeah, well, okay. That'll work.
Talk about some guy that won the prize. Jesus Christ.
I know. They
I look at that guy and go, what?
Yeah.
Incidentally, that'd be a perfect place to put this.
Oh, yeah.
The dumb Donald Rumsfeld show.
Yeah, well, wrong time of day.
That'd be the perfect place. Not like Rumsfeld doesn't get up before 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, now you're going to change his schedule?
Just get up. Get up and do it during Amos's show.
Hi, Mr. Secretary, this is Don Geronimo. Wake up. Wake up. We're warned.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hey, do we have that tape, Rob?
I think we off that. I'll check.
We used to have a tape with Warren.
Warren.
You know, hey, this is Warren. Hey, Don and Mike, get up. Wake up.
Wake up.
It was right around the pie, right around the time the cherry pie was their big thing.
Hairband era.
Yeah. We liked Warren for a while, didn't we?
Yeah, I don't know if Warren's still touring, but I think they might be.
Yeah, I like Warren. I still like him.
And nothing tragic has happened to them this year.
Thank Hello, God. Don and Mike show.
Unlike some other...
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Don. Hey, I got a great idea for everybody down in Philly, where it's really important for the ratings, I know.
Yeah.
Whenever you get up tomorrow morning, everybody sets their radio, the clock radio in their bedrooms for 3 o'clock. Puts on YST, and that way you don't got to listen to Rumsfeld talk tomorrow.
Well, now that's very true. If you live anywhere except here, you're going to hear a best of show.
That's true.
And that's another ridiculous decision that was over our heads.
Mm-hmm.
But like, what about doing a show for the other places? And then there was, well, but then if you do for the show for the other places, you're going to be talking about why you're not on, and then you're going to get to the whole thing about, and we don't want anybody to hear it, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So... Okay, we've let you know where we stand on this. It sucks, but we'll be back Friday.
Yeah,
and when we come back Friday, we're going to have Patton Oswalt. Now,
oh God, I can't wait! That's going to be fun.
I want to tell you something. When this whole Rumsfeld thing came up last week, I mentioned that one of the reasons we were pissed is that we very rarely have guests, and that we have this guy Patton Oswalt coming on the show, who's on the Leah Remini show, King of Queens, and we consider him to be a friend. Remember, we got into that whole discussion about. Showbiz friends.
He's a friend. I saw him twice the last time he was in town. Well, I went to two shows, two nights in a row. I think Patton Oswalt's a funny guy that ought to have his own show.
I'm going to bring this to Patton Oswalt's attention. This is from the new Entertainment Weekly magazine. I don't know if Patton thinks that we being DJs, or the article here refers to shock jocks, that we're too dumb to read.
Right.
But what it is in the new Entertainment Weekly, the one that has 50 Cent on the cover, they got a whole big article about, you know, this happens every once in a while, it goes in cycles, a state of shock. And basically what it is how stupid shock radio disc jockeys are.
Huh. Mm-hmm.
And... You know, the crazy stunts that shock radio DJs do. And
shock radio, very popular punching bags.
Right, and I wouldn't totally categorize this in that genre.
No, I wouldn't either, but there are a lot of stupid guys that do this.
Yeah. First, I'm going to tell you something we're going to do today on the show. We're going to give away a trip to Las Vegas for the UFC meltdown, and we're going to have a fake O contest.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is something that's been done by disc jockeys. For years, since When Harry Met Sally came out.
Mm-hmm.
However, today, now I know it's a little gay, but I think it would be funny. We're going to do it with guys.
God!
Guys fake O contest.
Oh, my God. And do they have to fake it like the sounds that they would really make?
Yeah. You know, except they, you know, of course, with the ever-changing rules, they can't be explicit like this.
Right.
You know, but just the, you know, whatever it is.
So it's
That's kind of how we look at this whole shock radio genre, we're on the fringes of it, but more or less, and I know this would be up for debate with many of our listeners, we're just basically trying to do a comedy show.
Right.
We're just trying to goof around. Well, here's what Patton Oswalt has to say, and he's coming in Friday. The image of DJs, this is the beginning of his part of the article, the image of DJs as uncontrollable renegades is increasingly unrealistic. In a time when radio is so rigidly controlled. Now, right there I got a problem with this. And the perfect example is this Rumsfeld thing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're going to run this show, and we've run it up the flight. We've gone as far up in management as we can,
right.
And we lose.
Mm-hmm.
We lose. This is not a stunt. This is not a ploy.
What is that sentence? I'm confused now.
The image of DJs as uncontrollable renegades is increasingly unrealistic.
Mm.
In a time when radio is so rigidly controlled.
Yeah, that's true.
Can a DJ really be breaking all the rules if he can't play a song not selected in advance by the program director?
Okay, all right, true.
Then you have, here's the part, stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, the King of Queens, who is sat in with countless, quote-unquote, wild DJs across the country to promote his gigs, sums them up thusly. They're rebel dupes. It's TGI Friday's Rebellion.
Yeah.
It's all planned. We're going to kick ass between the hours of 5 and 9 within these restrictions. Please choose from the left side of the rebellion menu. So you get what he's saying?
Yeah, and he's right to a certain extent, but he's also he's a hippie anyway.
The question I want to ask him,
he's a good hippie, he's a lovable hippie.
When he gets here on Friday, originally supposed to be tomorrow, is please tell us to our faces that you weren't referring to us.
I don't think he could be because the fact is, I don't think there's any show in the country that has talked about restrictions more than we have.
Right.
We talk about our censors almost on a daily basis.
You got it. Well, and I'm still waiting to hear back from the lawyers about the male fake O contest. Mm. I don't think they're going to have a problem with it. But, of course, they have a problem with the word orgasm.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to say fake O.
Yeah, I mean, if it's used clinically, it's one thing. If we use it, of course, it's horrible.
Right. And then they said, like, the guys can't say, like, for instance, if it's talking about the weather forecast, they could say, oh, it's so wet. Yeah. You know, you can't say stuff like that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So it's really sounds are what we're looking for.
Correct. For the male fake.
We can always call it the male secret sound contest. And we just let everybody in right now on what the secret sound's going to be.
So anyway, that interested me, and that's going to be a nice jumping off point with Pat.
Be wonderful. Yeah. He's a spirited guy, and he'll love to discuss that.
And the whole article, incidentally, is just how really, really stupid disc jockeys are.
Mm-hmm.
And how many dumb things they do, and there's pictures of disc jockeys surrounded with strippers,
right.
And then it's got the disc jockey here who's got like 8,000 clothespins on his face,
mm-hmm.
And they got another picture of another disc jockey who's wearing some kind of a disco wig, and his partner is grabbing him in the crotch out in a field somewhere. Wacky.
This is why when we're asked to be on some of these talk shows where they put all these DJs together.
We don't
refuse, because really, you put them all in a room together, and then makes us all look like idiots.
And the DJs that are in this article will say, hey, listen, man, it's good publicity for my show. Well, no, it makes it, like, look at this right here. Here's some disc jockeys from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And here's one guy sitting in a leather vest. Another guy with a striped shirt, and then I guess like their show intern who's naked except for his boxer shorts, and there's a girl in a bikini who's spanking him with a spatula.
We would have done a picture like that 17 years ago.
Right.
We would have done, but we don't do that anymore. Because the fact is that, you know, a long time ago we figured out that you listen to some of these newer shows that are out now, and they do... They all sound the same, where they're just trying to be so edgy and tough, and it's just so insincere. It's such BS.
Anyway, so we'll get into this tomorrow. You get a guy shooting a bottle rocket out of his rear end. Guys eating X-Lax, eating pea soup, and then going on Tilt-A-Whirls. Having their sisters kick them in the groin with steel-toed boots, as well as lesbians inserting cacti in very non-arid places.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheap entertainment for cheap DJs. All you need to entice someone to hurt or humiliate themselves is a pair of concert tickets you were going to give away anyway.
Well, you got to agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with every sentence in there.
I wouldn't.
And you know what? And I also I'll go one further. We've done our share of cheap crap.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, Mr. Writer, come down here and do what we do 4 hours a day for as many years as we've done it.
But we've kind of made a conscious decision over the last couple of years to make the show a little more what we reflect now.
I agree, and I think that reflects the times also. And like anything, you're going to see the pendulum swing backwards. I mean, it's going to go in the other direction. I hope it doesn't go too far, but I mean, that's the way these things work. But we've done we do the mellow stuff, but I mean, of course it's cheap.
So
I love a good cheap laugh.
When Patton comes in tomorrow, I just want to look him in the eye and say, hey, pal, hey, friend, hey, buddy.
Right.
You know, why are you hanging us?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, he'll say, well, no, I meant everybody except you guys.
Right.
Everybody, then I'm just going to pin him down on that.
He's pretty articulate.
I will look him right in the eye and say, you just watch it, mister. Because I consider drinking tobacco spit and vomiting it back up to be highbrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we do our share of that.
Yeah, of course we do. We can't be hypocrites. We got to say what we do.
We do our share of that. But the thing is, And yeah, we did go through a period where we had women come down and shoot bananas out of their places.
See, I consider that different than a cheap laugh.
Yeah.
That's not much
over.
Different.
That's not over.
I believe that.
No, Buzz, no.
Okay, good.
I believe now. Can I say eroticism?
Sure.
I mean that, you know, yeah. With the climate we're in lately, that's a little different than the other stuff.
Shock. Yeah.
there you got a
Buzz and I agree on that.
Yeah, we do.
You got a
strongly.
Yeah. Never give that up.
No, please.
But you've
that's
got fun.
You've got a lot of DJs in this article that they're very into the strippers. You know, we have the strippers in for birthdays.
Yes.
And that's about it, where we have the four girl shows.
Yeah, I've always fought you on that.
But well, you know, that's something that, and I know a lot of our listeners disagree with.
Yeah, you know, I agree. You know, when we interviewed our third Playboy bunny, we decided that was it.
Never again.
Yeah.
The whole purpose of having naked chicks in the studio, after a while, it kind of gets old. I mean, if you're at home listening, what's the point of hearing some girl with big balloon boobs in here?
Well, no, the better thing is to get amateurs in here naked.
Yeah.
And I think that
now,
we have always brought that to the table. The more amateur nudes that we get in here, the better.
Like on Strip Trivia, listen, I don't care what they write about us. They can put us, lump us in with all those same other dicks. But there's nothing better than real girls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, real, just regular.
10 times better than pros.
Regular girls that go to the malls, you know, coming in and getting naked. Now, there's nothing better than that, and you can listen in your car, and you can play along with that.
Amen.
You know, I mean, you can get something out of that.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You know, and really, we're talking about real amateurs, the vast majority. And we've had an occasional pro sneak into strip trivia. And, you know,
rare.
Sometimes when we go, no, we have our standards, and then we take a look at her and go, well, she can play.
Right.
But really, most of the time, it is the average person that comes in here. Some of them, average hotties, and lots of fun.
But even with strip trivia, that's something that we've backed off. Consciously, I made a decision. We do it maybe 4 times a year at the most.
That's right.
That's it.
Until another nude game comes along.
Yeah, well, until, like, the nude pyramid comes along, or, you know, the nude family feud.
Sure,
or, you know.
Sure. It's been actually quite a nude-free spring.
Yeah, it has.
Sadly, yes.
And I don't, but listen, here's the thing. We originally did it because nobody else was doing it.
Right.
Now, when you got every wannabe shock jock in the world doing it.
Right.
What's the point? Unless it's special.
Yeah, it's always special for me.
I know it is.
I want to start doing it on the Washington Weekly.
But that's you're a horn dog, Mike.
Yeah, I am.
You are a horn dog.
I know, and don't sell yourself short.
No, I'm a horn dog, too. Listen.
And then if you look through that glass over there.
Right, there's the world's biggest horn dog.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I got no problem. I got no problem, Tony. We got a hot girl in here. I get wood.
Oh, God. We don't need that.
Ask Rob.
I know you're a horn dog.
And what's wrong with that?
Oh, that bugs me.
What? That one? I'm just being absolutely honest.
I know.
We got a real hot girl in here.
Mm-hmm.
I feel something happening in my pants. Hi, Charlie.
Hi.
Hi. What are you looking at? The clock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
Yeah.
That would mean we got a break.
Just okay. Looking at your.
Oh, all right. I wrote myself a note that we were going to break 10 minutes ago.
How's that working out?
You know, I'm trying, Buzz.
I know you
Listen,
are.
Here's the deal. We're going to make it up by the end of the show.
Of course. Well,
the thing
do.
Is, we're not going to get...
Did you do okay yesterday?
Yeah, we did fine yesterday.
Yeah. All right.
So we're going to break now and take a caller 100.
This has been quite an inside segment here.
Well, it happens.
Maybe I think it's a nice peek behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm. Can I say it happens? And what we're talking about today is not some fake argument with management, like, you know, hey, we demand to be playing more Van Halen records, and they want us to play Cyndi Lauper.
We do that behind the scenes.
It's not that. It's, you know, dude, we don't want to be taken off the air tomorrow.
Van Hagar.
Anyway, clear the lines. Call 1-800-877-365-3636. Call 100. Secret sound right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I wish we were really big, like Dylan and Stones.
What do you mean big? We're as big as anyone. We have a hit show on CBS. Why can't you see that?
The Don and Mike Show.
Ironic, huh?
Uh-huh.
See what they're doing there?
Yeah.
It's time to squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
Anybody else bother to watch the basketball game last night? Charles Barkley last night. Well, he's always funny and always outspoken. But
one of the best on TV.
Cracked my ass up last night. They're doing the thing before the game with Magic. And,
yeah.
the other guys and him, and he's wearing a fishing hat with lures on it and everything, and he's got his big clunky headphones on over it. And, you know, the guy Ernie, the, you know, he's the straight guy. I mean, not that they're gay, but he's, you know, he's like, here's the guy that goes like, oh, hey, Magic, what do you think here? You know, Magic laughs, you know. Charles, why are you wearing a fishing hat? Charles Barkley says, it's because the Mavericks are going to lose. And they're going to be off fishing.
Ah.
And then,
that is so Charles.
And then the guy starts to talk about something else. Well, you know, Dirk Nowitzki gone down, it looks like Charles Barkley breaks in and says, oh, and incidentally, I've got bets with about 100 people. I bet everybody that I know big amounts of money that Dallas is only going to win one game. And after they win the first game, people were calling me up and saying, oh, Charles, you're going to lose. He said, I'm going to win all my money back tonight. And the other guy says, I don't know if you should be talking on the air about wagering, Charles.
Gambling bad, Charles.
And he says, come on, everybody does it. And they're talking about Larry Brown leaving the 76ers.
Right.
And Charles Barkley says, that's bull S. And he looks right in the camera and he goes, that's bull S. I can't say the word. Starts with S and ends with T.
Oh, my God.
That is bull S.
He's fun.
And that is, they're going to the break. They got one of the San Antonio fans standing in front of the arena, and he's holding up a giant sign that compares Charles Barkley to the San Antonio Spurs. And it says, rings won, San Antonio won, Charles Barkley nothing. And then there's all this stuff like Charles Barkley, fat Charles Barkley, a loser. And he just looks right in the camera while he's still wearing the floppy hat.
Right,
with
right.
Lures, and he says, well, first off, I'm a winner. Because I don't have to live here.
Oh, God.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. He goes, and second, who's inside calling the game and who's outside holding up a sign?
That's right.
That's what it's all about.
And then the announcer's so worried that this is really getting off track. The guy with the goatee goes, ah, now, Charles, maybe he makes his living making signs. We really
God,
don't know.
Shut up.
All I know is,
let him have fun.
It was great. And towards the end of the game,
yes, you need so much more of that on TV. You really do.
Dallas came back.
Sports TV.
Dallas came back to win. You could tell that Charles Barkley was not happy about it.
Please, because you know he did make the bets.
Yeah, and he lost a lot of money. So
he is great, though. He calls him like he's he doesn't care. He is really one of the original loose cannons, and I love it.
The best Charles Barkley tape ever that's quoted all the time. We use it all the time on the show. People
right.
argue with us. That's the truth. Now, go F you and your families.
Yep. And if you don't, you know, if you can't deal with that, F you and your families, too.
Now let's talk about the game.
Your families. That's real mad that he's really mad. Yeah. F you and your families.
I understand ESPN's been effing with me.
Right. They're trying to make a controversy.
There's not going to be a controversy.
I was joking around with one of my friends.
If you don't like it, F you and F your families, too.
Now let's talk about the game.
Anyway, if you saw him last night wearing this fishing hat.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, f*** you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
He's also a lot of tight sphincters.
Yes, you got that one, Rob?
Yeah, that one.
There's going to be a lot of tight sphincters in Houston tonight. A
lot of tight sphincters tonight.
He's talking about some game the Rockets are playing in. Got that
great.
One? You want to load that one up in the Barkley machine?
There's not much talking you can do today. Just a lot of tight sphincters. A lot of tight sphincters in the Houston area today.
Anyway, you had to see him last night.
I wish I had.
Wearing the hat.
I'm not a big basketball fan, but I do love Charles Barkley.
He's good. He's good. Dallas surprised me by winning that game last night.
Man, Mark Cuban will be happy.
Well, it's a combination of Dallas playing well and San Antonio just being a choke team.
We'll be all over HD Net.
Even though they got so many great players, they're a real choke team. Contest. Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are, my friend. And what's your name?
My name's Randy. I'm from Baltimore.
All right, Randy, on Live 105, you won the Divid of Lawrence of Arabia. It's in AFI's 100 Years, 100 Villains and Heroes, 100 Heroes and Villains. You know, they ask me why I don't like reading this stuff. It's because here's the deal. We're giving you a movie that you're never going to watch.
That's right.
But in order to get the movie, we give away the movie because eventually it's going to lead to a better prize.
Right.
Ah.
So I have to do a read. Okay, are you rolling tape on this? 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready for a great one?
Yes, I am.
You won Lawrence of Arabia. AFI's 100 Years, 100 Heroes and Villains, Tuesday, June 3rd on CBS, hosted by Arnold Schwarzenegger, sponsored in part by Pontiac and Best Buy.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to host Lawrence of Arabia?
Yep.
Guys, what? What?
He's hosting the AFI's 100 Greatest Villains.
Oh.
Let me also tell you a prize that I think you'll like. Three Denzel Washington DVDs, including Antoine Fisher, The Year's Most Remarkable Tale of Courage and Survival. Rent the video or own the DVD from 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment.
That's a fine film.
I got an argument, not an argument, but a discussion with Tammy about this. She said, you're not reading the reads the way you got to read the reads.
Yeah.
And I said, well, if I'm giving away Gandhi or Lawrence of Arabia, I don't want to like read 30 seconds with a copy. She said, but if you don't do that, then we don't get the trip that goes along with it. So you got to at least give me one good read that I can send to them.
You like Gandhi?
I hate Gandhi.
You do hate Gandhi?
Gandhi's a prick.
What do you mean Gandhi's a prick?
I'm kidding. No, the movie sucks.
Gandhi's a great movie.
No, are you kidding?
Oh, I love Gandhi.
I would watch...
Good movie. It's long.
It's
very long, but it's a fine film.
I would watch Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore, and this I am 100% serious as cancer about before I'd watch Gandhi.
Oh, see, Gandhi's one that I always log a little time with when it's on.
Not me.
But it is very long. It's very difficult to deal with it from start to finish because, of course,
being
an epic and all.
Mm-hmm. Boring. Ugh. We had Ben Kingsley, right? I like Ben Kingsley.
Right.
Fine,
Oscar, he won the Oscar for that. I think Gandhi itself won the Academy Award.
What, Robbie?
Kingsley. But you want to really have fun, watch Lawrence of Arabia. That makes Gandhi look like Son-in-Law.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I think Lawrence of Arabia, it doesn't do it for
That's a tough one to get through, man.
$1,000. That's the prize here with the secret sound. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
We'll play you the sound, identify it, and win $1,000. It's a common everyday sound. Has nothing to do with a can being opened, a carbonation, one of those pressure things like on a can of Pringles. And this will be the last time that we offer this huge amount of money because very soon we're going to give you clues.
No!
Please don't answer. Yes, Rob. Please don't answer until Mike sings like
DMX.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Oh, I'm a fan of the DMX. I wonder what is the DMX you're going to be doing? Is it up in here, up in here? There's that sound again. And now,
stop, drop, shut them down, open up, shop. Oh, no. That's how Rough Riders roll.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For $1,000, what's that sound?
That's the sound of pulling apart two pieces of Velcro.
No. Good guess, though. I'll give you that.
Oh, we're sorry.
Pretty good guess.
There's
Thank
not
you.
A pair of shoes that I own that don't make that sound.
Don't forget that every guess is a clue,
a
clue for you. We'll start with the hints tomorrow.
All right.
Do you own any Velcro shoes?
Negative.
Buzz, do you own any Velcro shoes?
None at all. Never have.
She stands alone, Mike.
I don't either. I just was wondering if Buzz did.
I know. Sorry to disappoint.
You did disappoint me a little bit.
Oh, it's the old guy thing. I know.
Well, no, I just figured he'd have some Rockports that had Velcro on them.
Yesterday, I alluded to the fact that I had this tape of this guy from Ocean City, Maryland.
The Stallion.
Right.
And Buzz, if you want to give everybody a hip on this guy, go to his website.
Okay.
StallionSportsShow.com.
I'm the best.
Yeah, and if you read, now you got to understand that this guy is, the audio doesn't do the video justice. When you go to Ocean City, which is, of course, America's favorite vacation spot, and you turn on the resort video guide,
right,
which is Channel 12, that just reruns, commercials for the boardwalk and stuff like that.
With Batman.
Yeah, DJ Batman. This guy is all over it. And his presentation is so bad. He's got a bad comb over. He always looks drunk when he's doing these stand-ups.
I was going to ask you yesterday, is this guy's job, is he a game picker? Is he one of those parlay guys?
Now, if you go to his website, he says he is the greatest handicapper in the universe.
So he bills himself like a million guys as a handicapper.
However, he mainly, for the way I understand it, he's a washed-up bartender who now hosts like Best Body on the Beach contest.
Okay, very good.
And he's worked himself into being somewhat of a minor celebrity in the Ocean City area. And he's the guy that
we've gone down, my wife and my son and I and everybody I know has gone down to the beach for years and watched. Now, it's called The Stallion Sports Show.
And it's on the local information channel.
Which is like being on cable access.
Which, when I go to the ocean, I don't watch any other channel because I find it the most hysterical thing I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. It's
so cheesy, and it's all the same.
And the thing is that they run the same thing every half hour. Mm. So if you've been at the beach for a couple of days, especially like this last weekend when the weather was bad,
right,
you would know, you'd go, oh, hey, it's 8:30. The Stallion's going to be on.
That's fantastic.
And you go upstairs, you turn on, and just laugh at it. So anyway, and the guy, besides the bad comb over and the fact that he really doesn't know a lot about sports, he's got this fake Dick Vitale energy.
Right.
And he has his trademark signature sign-off, which is, bingo, baby!
Mm-hmm.
Which is just retarded. And when he speaks, especially when he does the reads for the commercials, he kind of talks like this. He's got
this. Giving him more credit.
He's got this going, but he's also got the Maryland accent going.
And if he really relaxed, he'd sound like this.
Now, take a look at Buzz's computer.
There
Buzz has got some, he has real-time video. There he is.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hey, can you see him?
Oh, daddy.
So, now here he is, the Stallion.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Stallion Sports Show right here on the Resort Video Guide alongside the Stallion, Barry Strive. I'm Bobby Vermillion filling in for Dean the Dream Langrell. Stallion, it's a pleasure to be back with you on your show.
Thank you very much, Bobby, for stopping in and saying hi on Memorial Day weekend. You do a heck of a job. He does the Resort Golf Guide, and if you want to know any information about golf, tee time, reservations, courses, this is the man on the Resort Golf Guide. Why don't you give him your airtime?
We're staying in Ocean City. We're on three times a day, 10 a.m., 4:30 p.m., and 10 p.m. nightly.
All right, now.
Now, what was that? What was he doing there in the background? What was he getting all obnoxious?
He's holding a can of Budweiser beer. And as this other guy, as the other schmuck, is just trying to announce when his cable access show is on, this guy Stallion just holds up the can and goes...
So he can't stand letting the other guy talk,
he
right?
He goes, King!
Right, just because he's obnoxious.
Mm-hmm. You know, Budweiser's the king of beers. Here it is.
Six in MediaCom, a new audience out there. We're actually on at 6 p.m. daily. So if you're looking for some great golf information, Resort Golf Guide. Let's talk about some golf now. The PGA Tour just really...
Did you go past the king thing?
Annika Sorenstam's going to...
King!
King.
City, we're on three times a day, 10 a.m., 4:30 p.m.,
King.
And 10 p.m. nightly. I know on Channel
5. King!
In MediaCom, a new audience out there. We're actually...
So, here's another thing with
this. Is he drinking the Budweiser?
Yes.
Right.
Now, they're doing a show that is allegedly a sports show.
Right.
It's not really a sports show.
It's two guys playing at a sports show.
It's 3 minutes. Right. It's done with a handheld video camera in front of a bar or restaurant. Here's the problem. If you think the guy would be bright enough to figure this out, when they do finally get past all the plugs and all the beach bikini contests,
right,
they do kind of try to talk about sports for a few seconds. But they're not bright enough to know that they're taping the feature on Monday, and it's going to run for 7 days.
Right.
So, for instance, on this tape, you've got these guys discussing whether Annika Sorenstam's going to make the cut or not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, by the time I'm at the beach on Friday night, I already know she's not made the cut. And all weekend, this thing is running with these guys debating it.
And it's like, we don't care. Why should we make something that's live?
My favorite part is where they're talking about the New Jersey Nets and the Detroit Pistons. And this douche, the Stallion, is saying, even though they're 4-1 underdogs, you know, you go with Detroit. Well, hey, New Jersey won the series 4-0. And if I'm the guy, I'm saying...
So why? How come they... And they've done it forever like that,
yes,
right?
Forever.
Because they can get away with it.
And then at one point, the other guy, who's trying to keep him on track, starts talking about the NBA, and then this guy, Stallion, starts going nuts about the Ravens, the Baltimore Ravens. So let's hear that.
Welcome back to the Stallion Sports Show right here on the Resort Video Guide. And Stallion right here at the all-new Bay Cafe and Whiskey Joe's. If Sunday's not enough fun for our viewers out there, be sure and come back on Wednesday, as Wednesday will be your first bikini contest of the season. The Stallion, of course, will be your host.
Absolutely. And hopefully, Bobby, you'll be my first judge. But that's a big deal for us this year. It turned out great last year. I'll be your host every Wednesday right around 5 o'clock. So,
can you just tell what a jerk off this guy is?
How many years? You would think there would be some improvement after all those years. But
he's gotten worse. And Wednesday. You just got to let it go to the end to hear him with his retarded. And then at the end, bingo, baby. And the way that he reads his commercials, it's everything that is small town, vacation, village, Ocean City. And for some reason, in Ocean City.
With a good chunk of sleaze, too.
Yeah, this guy, Owen, and you can smell him through the TV.
right.
You know what I'm saying?
The all-new Bay Cafe, their new seafood buffet. Not too many buffets have this view, Stan.
Absolutely. This is a big hit for us, and I know there's a lot of great seafood buffets out there.
Now, hold on. This is a big hit for us.
I believe
you have an ownership interest in the restaurant?
I believe so.
All right.
Although he whores himself out and he goes to different places. As it turns out on this episode, he's in front of the place that he's got a stake in.
All right, let's talk about some NBA action now. And the 76ers, how in the world did they gag it against the Pistons?
Well, because I said the 76ers might have a shot in that series. We're probably going to be the favorite of that series because Chauncey Billups went down with his ankle injury, and then he comes back on the last game. On the last game, he plays 40 minutes, scores 30-some points, and that was the key to their offensive scoring because Hamilton couldn't catch the...
This guy's breathing technique. He ought to be on a respirator.
And he really doesn't know a lot about...
It's Hamilton.
Hey, Buzz, go to the part. What is this?
I just found some gems from the website.
What does that say?
This is his philosophy. My philosophy is you run on the carpet, you pass on the grass.
Why don't you go to some of the other stuff where he talks about his handicapping ability?
Okay. I will tell you that he now has his own apparel and gifts featuring the famous Bingo Baby logo.
Oh,
hats,
God!
Tees, visors, cup holders, and more.
Okay.
Something to look forward to.
Listen again.
Black. So now they got a double scoring threat out there. And I think they're against New Jersey. They're down one game to none. But Jason Kidd's your man. And
he's so bad.
Seeing the first
game. I love watching him.
So bad he's good.
Healthy for that series. It looks like Jason Kidd's right in his face, and he's taller than Phillips, so he's not going to get those threes off. So I think that hurts Detroit, but I think it's going to be a great defensive series. And laying 3-1, I like the dog.
Well, I tell you what, you have to say, Detroit.
With four games at home.
You know what I'd love to know? I know we're on down there in Ocean City. I would like to know if people have crossed this guy's path and if he acts like a celebrity or not. He goes either way with these
people. We've got some calls that I can't put on the air, like some woman is calling, say her aunt effed him.
Wow.
And I don't know if he's a married guy or what.
I would just like to know if these guys are either or, there's no in between. Either they act like, you know, because remember when we had Dick Vitale on? You know,
he's a very, very, very small version of Dick Vitale, but maybe in the Ocean City universe.
I'd like to know if he acts like a celeb or he's a super nice guy.
Fortunate to advance against the 76ers. And you know what? I'm going to take New Jersey. I think New Jersey actually has a stake and has a good chance in the finals. San Antonio and Dallas, the All-Texas Western Conference Finals, should be a great series there. Dallas is kind of...
Here's where he goes off the beaten path.
...the season. They haven't played that great of basketball. They were lucky in Sacramento. If Chris Webber's there, they don't advance.
No, they were the prohibitive favorite. Sacramento was, along with the Lakers, but the San Antonio is really going inside now, and I don't know if they have the...
Now, they're talking about basketball.
...in Sacramento is by playing a pressure defense, and they can't play pressure defense and run and gun that way against the big man all the time, so even though San Antonio is a 4-1 favorite over a team that won 60 games, I'm going to take the odds because you can always get out.
I tell you what, Tim Duncan, the league MVP, certainly had an outstanding year. He's like a fine wine. He just seems to get better every year. This guy is a consummate pro, had a great series against the Lakers,
and you've got to believe
he's going to be dominant in this series as well.
Absolutely. All the guys are from the ACC. The Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl this year for all you Pennsylvanians coming down. I want you Steelers so bad I can taste it. And the Ravens had a big draft. We got a quarterback.
Oh, we're going to be there, right, Lewis? Is that
the beauty of the Stallion? You're talking about the NBA Finals, and somehow we get to the Ravens.
I want the Ravens. I want them.
You know you cannot do the Stallion Sports Show without him bringing up the Ravens, but they did have an excellent draft, and it's a very exciting this year for the Ravens.
Absolutely. Going to the 3-4, and we play the Steelers the first game and the last game. Somebody's going to get knocked out on the last game of the season.
That's all the time we have from the beautiful all-new Bay Cafe and Whiskey Joe's. Until next time, I'm Bobby Vermillion for the Stallion. So long, everybody.
See you next hour at Secrets. Bingo, baby.
Now listen to him do the reads. Listen to this puking.
Welcome to another edition of the Stallion Sports Show. The Stallion Sports Show is brought to
the Stallion.
So he's doing his own announcing for his own show.
Like Craig Kilborn.
Secrets, the Stallion's number one rated hotspot, Jamaica, USA. The King of Beers, baby, it's Budweiser. The Bay Cafe, the best interview at the beach. Mattress Masters, the green jacket goes to them for quality and price. Bruno's Golf, the best day brand at discount prices. Whiskey Joe's, the best life fare with a tropical flair. Toyota, simply the best built car in this galaxy. And Ocean City Golf Getaway, before you leave town, write this number down.
Well.
And I like the sound, too. It's all it is.
And that's it. And then they're off to the next.
Bingo, baby. Bingo.
And you got to see him. You got to see the arm motion.
Where does he get the sponsors?
I don't know. Buzz, what else does it say on his website?
I like this one. Under the Stallion's Fearless Picks, his motto is, you got to zig when everybody else is zagging.
Oh, God.
That's the kind of guy we're talking about.
Oh, God. God.
The guy, I tell you.
Yeah, right.
I cannot take my eyes off the TV whenever we go to Ocean City.
You know, and I like that other guy that's down there. I love Batman, watching him, because he is so...
There's another guy on the same thing.
They got another guy?
Batman is just like this guy.
Right.
Batman is a big, fat hippie with white Santa Claus hair and a big beard.
Right.
And he's in every commercial for every bar that
he has white Santa Claus hair now?
Yeah.
It's been a lot of years since I saw him.
That he spins records in. Anyway, and what does it say on the front page of this guy's website, Buzz?
On the front page?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Stallion Sports Show on Comcast Cable Television. The Stallion Sports Show is Ocean City's premier resort cable TV show featuring the phenomenal sports analysis, Barry the Stallion Strive and Dean Langrell. Every week we bring you the top sports picks, game analysis, and commentary. We are filming at a new location every week. Please watch with the Stallion and Dean on cable systems throughout Maryland and Delaware. Click here for show schedule.
Ladies, step into their studio.
Hold on a second.
Welcome to another edition of the Stallion Sports Show.
For Stallion, here we go. Guys, it's
true.
Bingo. Bingo, baby.
Secrets, the Stallion's number one rated hot
spot. The Stallion's number one rated hot spot.
The King of Beers, baby.
The King of Beers, baby.
I can just picture you sitting there watching this guy.
At the beach.
I'm bumping.
Finally getting some tape on him.
For quality and price. Bruno's the best name brands at discount prices.
In prices.
The best life fair with a tropical flair.
Life fair. With a tropical flair.
With a.
An Ocean City Golf Getaway, before you leave town, write this number down.
Listen to the production values, too, with that music from the 70s in the background.
Great. It's ridiculous.
I love it, though.
He's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I love the guy. And I don't know if he's loved or hated in Ocean City. I really don't know.
He's been picking the winners in NFL and college football for more than a decade. 10 to 15 years ago, I began picking games on the radio on one big. Then a local newspaper reporter challenged me to put everything in print so I could go back and check my stats. And, you know, he goes on about his great
success. Here's what I decided to do because I'm the Stallion.
Yeah, that's another part of the whole thing.
Yeah.
King.
He's the Stallion.
Yeah, the Stallion.
The Stallion.
There's a verse on his website.
Yes. I'm the Stallion.
Stallion.
Bingo, baby.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What a jerk off. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, hon, let's go to Natty Bo's and get some crab cakes and then roll over to Porlock Johnny's and get some hot dogs.
Yeah, sounds like it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, listen, the lines are jammed up, Mike. It says Stallion, Stallion, knows the Stallion, my aunt effed the Stallion, knows Stallion very well, Stallion, Stallion. Let me see if my mother-in-law is around.
Does she know the Stallion?
Well,
I didn't.
No, she knows something about him. Without mentioning anybody's name, and I told her we got to be careful because I don't know if the dude is married or not.
Right.
But she told me something about him. She actually helped me tape it. I don't have a DVD. I have DVD. I don't have a VCR. So I had to get my mother-in-law to help me tape this over the weekend. And boy, if you don't think, what is that, his logo buzz? If you don't think that was something, getting my mother-in-law to tape something on a VCR.
Stallion.
Hold on.
Stallion. Sports show. Whiskey Joe. Their seafood buffet. We're proud of it because it's got a nice view.
I went over to Big Frida's house. She had three different...
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
She's not there. Anyway, I went to her house and she had three different VCRs going. She's trying so hard to tape this for me. On every single VCR, it was blank. She'd been running tape for like 6 hours.
Oh, no.
And as it turned out, all of her VCRs were set on channel 2.
Oh.
So I had explained to her, no, Big Frida, the TV, the VCR has to be on channel 3.
Right.
So that it reads what the cable box has. And then she was so happy to help out when she finally got the tape.
Well, good for her. Bless her heart.
And anyway, the story that she told me is that this guy, Stallion, tried to F my sister-in-law.
Well, maybe that's why he's called the Stallion.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll get to some people on the telephone who can tell us a little bit more about the newest star that we've discovered in the Don and Mike galaxy.
A star is born, and it's his 15 minutes.
Welcome to another edition of the Stallion Sports Show. The Stallion Sports Show is brought to you by the true big boys.
What a dick. And you got to see him. You got to see the video. And you got to know that when you're at the beach, and it's raining, and it's miserable, every half hour... You can turn it on and see the same thing.
Do you know you have done more for the Stallion in this little segment than anyone else will ever do for him?
Oh, some will say it's a double-edged sword, though.
Yes, absolutely. It cuts both ways.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Suck on it, Trebek. Suck it long and suck it hard.
That's beautiful. You kiss your mother with that mouth.
No, but I did something to your mother with this mouth.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Right.
Hey, what happened? Is anyone listening?
Yeah.
There's an element of meanness in them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know.
We just looked at each other.
Playing the wrong version. This is a song that I fell in love with in Iceland. By Brigitte.
I was laughing because when it said there's an element of meanness in them, and I just looked at you and we kind of gave each other a goofy look. I didn't know you were grooving on your Icelandic music. Is that an Icelandic artist? Yeah, that's your kind of song right there.
The Iceland mix. She's it. She won the American Idol in Iceland.
Wow.
Let me go to the... And, of course, because they're smart.
It's the hottie you were talking about?
Yeah. They have an American version as well.
Mm.
Where is it here?
The Iceland Idol.
See, the American version is much more overproduced.
Right.
Yeah, they like that.
And she speaks American on this.
Every time you close your eyes.
Doesn't hurt that they play it every 48 minutes on TV either.
Yeah. On pop TV.
Anyway, look at her.
Nice voice.
She's good looking. You don't think she's hot?
No, she is nice looking.
No. Her name is Brigitte.
I like the voice.
I know it's Faggy Pop. That could be my name if I ever
heard Faggy Pop. Like Iggy Pop, you could be Faggy Pop.
Faggy Pop. John Brothers. It's got that whole ABBA thing going for it.
You got a nice bod?
Oh. She's got got a rocket body. She really does. When I got back home, I did a Google search. And
did you get all googly?
I had to look everywhere to try to buy this CD with this song that I'd wanted. And I finally found the site. I ordered it from Iceland.
From the album Donnie Got Wood.
2 seconds later, my son comes in and he says, "Hey, Dad, I downloaded it for you."
Right.
Here it is.
Wow.
And he had the video, too. Yep. Everything was downloaded. Meanwhile, I had to spend like 1,000 rubles or whatever they spend over there in Iceland.
Let me take a closer look at her.
There she is. That's Brigitta. Not only did I get the English version and the Iceland version, I also got a karaoke version.
All right. And I'll tell you, that water over there, those people got some good teeth.
They sure do.
Every time you take us off, I say you are such a J.R. Donald Rumsfeld's an important man, but we've got our audience in the palm of our hand. Why would you take the biggest show off in the most important time? Because you are a stupid dick and you don't know. Dickheads, and you are going to preempt our show for Donald Rumsfeld.
You like putting your own lyrics to these songs, don't you?
Oh, love it. Absolutely.
She is a handsome woman, no doubt about it.
Now, listen, I'm talented, there's no doubt, but I'm not as talented as this guy.
Welcome to another edition of the Stallion Sports Show. The Stallion Sports Show is brought to you by the true big boys.
The Stallion. The Stallion's number one choice. Secrets. Joe Baker, USA. King. Okay, we got some people calling us from Ocean City.
Oh, good.
Where the show is heard on 96 Rock.
96 Rock.
I love 96 Rock.
Yeah.
Hello, Jason.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
We're doing great.
I wish you were playing this segment about 30 minutes ago. I was getting gas right next to it.
You're getting gas right next to him.
Yeah.
We're not talking about a very big place, right?
No.
Especially during the week when everybody goes back to work.
Right.
Right.
So in Ocean City, do people laugh at this guy or is he a pseudo-celebrity?
We've been saying the same thing that you're saying right now for the past few years that I've been watching it.
Okay.
I mean, everybody thinks it's a big joke.
Now, have you, besides, like, in the car, see, when you say I was just pumping gas next to him, you know, that says a little celebrity factor to me, you know. And I want to find out how approachable this guy is, you know what I mean? Have you ever had real personal contact with him?
I've talked to him once. Somebody introduced me to him a long time ago at the Hurricane. And, you know, he's a nice enough guy where he says hi, but you can see how he struts his, like, pompous celebrity-like self around.
Did he say bingo, baby, to you?
I don't recall, but he says it a lot.
You know, now wait a minute. I'm on the Stallion side here. I asked a question. There's an either or here. You know what I mean?
And the guy's a dick or he's not a dick.
Did the guy talk to you? Was he down to earth? Did he talk to you?
Oh no, just said hi. Didn't
talk. Right, okay. See, that guy didn't want to commit either way.
Who says he worked for a Stallion? Robert.
Yes.
You're on the air. Hi.
How you doing?
So you worked for him?
I did when he had the Hurricane nightclub.
The Hurricane.
So he's a restaurant owner, is what he is.
He did that for a while with another partner, and then they got shut down for watering down the liquor.
Is he as big a joke as I consider him to be?
He's exactly like you see him on the TV show.
Now,
I hate to be
defender of the Stallion, but I will say disgruntled employee.
All right, let's take
not credible.
Call. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, his wife owns the Bay Cafe. That's why he's advertising that. And that's Whiskey Joe's, too.
Oh.
But, yeah, he has a pretty arrogant sense about him. I've talked to him a couple times.
Who was the
times.
Person that owned the Bay Cafe before that?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
God bless you for bringing this diamond in the rough to the national forefront of our consciousness.
I mean, and really,
I actually had beers with his partner, Dean Langrell, down in Ocean City.
Wow. All right, so is the guy a dick or what?
Well, I can tell you from the horse's mouth, Dean Langrell told me personally he likes the Stallion when he's Barry Stribe, but he can't stand him when he's the Stallion.
Hmm. All right, does that mean when this guy gets on camera, he turns into this thing?
Bingo, baby!
And he's a nice guy off camera?
Essentially, that's what Dean Langrell told me over beers at Iguana Surf.
Anybody that wants to know, listen, I don't mind giving the guy some pub because I goof on
him. Well, and I also thought that might be the case. Yeah. The guy has this kind of persona and that he's a decent guy, and, you know, well, cause nobody's really
hold on
giving him the total indictment.
You know what? I got to get my mother-in-law then. I didn't want to do this.
Don't let the big guns.
I didn't want to go down this road. Let me get my mother-in-law, because she...
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
What is she going to say?
Frieda Wright.
Something about what happened.
He hit on somebody?
Yeah. Anyway, that's how she knew who the Stallion was. The Stallion!
Better in that
anyway,
name.
If you want to see how goofy he is, I don't mind plugging his website. StallionSportsShow.com.
Right.
You got to go and just look at the guy and see... Just what a jag he is.
Right.
Jag.
A jag. Yeah. She's not picking up. That's
bingo,
too bad.
Baby.
Yeah, and you got to see it, because when you click on the website, it's got a little bit of real-time video, and he actually says, bingo, baby. He's got the whole thing. Oh, here's the hotline. Hello.
Press 1 to record your message. Press 2.
Oh, you know, that was her,
right,
that was our dumb phone thing, just
calling back,
pushing the call back to me.
I mean, it's just, you put a lot together with the Stallion.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Right there.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air.
Hey, it's Robert again, man. You guys cut me off. I'm not a disgruntled employee. I got along fine with him. I left there before they ever closed.
Okay.
So, and?
And?
I'm just letting you know the guy. He's just like you see him. He says bingo about every 30 seconds.
Now the people of
we're getting conflicting reports. Mm-hmm. This is a wonderful trial.
The people of Ocean City. Do they consider him to be a treasure or is he a dick?
No, only the tourists. You know, they'll see him in the summer on his show. But
you know what? Let me call him.
And his wife got. They've been in so much trouble.
Okay, let me call Paula.
Yeah, that's not a disgruntled.
Allegedly.
Let me call Paula, the program director of our radio station.
That's a happy guy.
She can tell us.
Stallion, there you go.
The king!
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 And it's just so out of context. The other guy's trying to talk about golf or whatever, and he holds up a can of beer.
King! King!
Radio, may I help you?
Yeah, hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the air right now on 96 Rock. Is Paula around?
I think so, yes. 1 minute,
thanks.
Please.
Paula's the program director at our Ocean City station.
Very good.
Hi, it's Paula.
Hey, Paula, it's Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. We're doing you're like this spotlight on Ocean City today.
Thank you.
We're doing a big thing about the Stallion.
The Stallion?
Because I ran some tape on the resort video guide over the weekend when Frieda and I were down. Generally speaking, among those who live in Ocean City, is he considered to be...
A joke?
Yeah. Is he?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, I'm honestly not that familiar with him, but...
Well, Paula, let me just refresh your memory for a second.
Welcome to another edition of the Stallion Sports Show. The Stallion Sports Show is brought to you by the true big boys.
Hey, everybody's got to work, right?
Secrets, the Stallion's number one rated hotspot, Jamaica, USA. The King of Beers, baby, is Budweiser.
Bingo, baby! Have you, Paula, have you had the opportunity to meet the Stallion, to shake his hand and maybe chat with him?
Oh, I'm waiting for the day that I should be so lucky.
The Stallion. So generally your thought is, and you're plugged in down there.
Sure.
Your thought is that he's...
kind of dorky.
A joke. All right, thank you, Paula.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Paula.
All right.
See, we don't mind working for a girl, because she's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Paula's pretty
good. Have I met Paula?
Yeah. You met Paula.
Oh, yes, 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 absolutely. I remember Paula.
She's very nice. You know who probably...
God, I wish I didn't drink.
Hey, Rob, get me this number,
and let me see if I can get my niece on the phone.
Okay.
Because my niece works down there, the niece that I kissed, you know, 10 years ago.
Beth.
Bethy Boo. And maybe she would come on the air and say what...
I bet she's talked to the Stallion.
Oh, I'm sure she has an opinion on that. She's very shy, and if she would come on the air... I don't know.
Here's what I think about this thing going on there.
Hello, Donna. All I know, listen, all I know is the guy cracks me up. He's so bad, he's cracked me up for years.
We're still hazy on the real Stallion.
Yeah. Hello, Stallion. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
That guy, he is such a loser. He really is. Like, I work for the Redskins, and every time we go down there, because we like the place, it's kind of, it's all right, but he always says, you can't come in here with Redskins stuff on. We're only Ravens fans. He's, oh, God, he's crazy.
You work for the Redskins?
I sure do.
What do you do there, honey?
I work for the coach, head coach.
Oh, you work for the ball coach?
Yes, sir.
Really? What do you do for, what do you do for Steve Spurrier?
I'm his assistant.
Maybe.
Boy,
I guess I'll see you at the park this year. What's your first name?
My name is Kim.
Kim.
Uh-huh.
Good.
I look
forward to seeing you, Kim.
Yes, definitely.
Kim sounds wonderful.
You sure does.
I am wonderful. You should meet me.
Oh, I will. I'll be there during the season. I'll see you. Okay.
Great.
Bye, Kim.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Steve. Well,
Kim, I'm out of toilet paper. Kim, this toilet paper's run flat out. Kim, ball coach is under a lot of stress this week. Kim, I need a massage.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
We're kidding, Kim. You know this.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I was just going to say that the Stallion pretty much personifies every middle-aged male pseudo-celebrity restaurant owner in Ocean City.
Okay, thank you. Rob,
in the picture gets brighter.
Let me call Bethy here.
King!
All right, Robbie, you pick up, Bethy. See if Bethy will go in there. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Hi, Rob.
Sorry, I had to cut him off there. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
Good. You should do football picks with you, Nancy, and the Stallion next season.
Stallion.
Love to have him.
Take $5,000 off the guy for charity.
Stallion. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Bingo, baby!
Yeah. Yeah, 2 years ago I played in a celebrity golf tournament with the Stallion.
Excellent. And now, here we go. That you cannot, will you agree with me, sir, you cannot get a better idea of what a person's like than playing 18 holes of golf with him.
Absolutely.
Right. Good.
He's a huge ass. it was really funny because he was taking it very seriously.
Oh,
I was 19.
Say no more.
19, I was 19 at the time, and he got paired up with me and these two old people, and everyone else was playing all competitively, but he didn't really have a chance to win because he was paired up with us, and he was pissed.
Really?
Okay, so he's
yeah.
All right, hold on now. Before we end this,
that's pretty funny.
Beth won't go on the air?
Cordially declined. She could not be more pleasant. But she
did you ask her feelings about Stallion?
She laughed at the name but had no comment.
All right, well, that's Beth. She's very shy.
All right.
Hello, Donna. Here's a guy who wants to defend the Stallion.
Good.
Radio gods, how are you today?
Bingo, baby.
Mike from Berlin.
Jerk off.
Not you, him. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to defend the Stallion. Three things. He doesn't have a radio partner named the Gerbil. He doesn't own the good ship Grace, and he never says thank you.
What does that have to do with anything?
He's so real. Jack Diamond's a phony. He's a decent guy. That's all I want to say.
But what does he have to do with Jack Diamond?
Well, he's kind of that thank you type on the radio, but he's a good guy.
Oh, all right. So you're saying he's a good guy, okay? Hello, Don and Mike.
Did anyone understand any of that?
No, I didn't really.
No, but the best thing the guy said is, you know what about the Stallion? He's a decent guy.
Don and Mike.
Yes, I worked with him for a couple of years on the show.
Yeah?
And he seemed to be okay. He would, back there at the green room, he would be okay for a while, and then he would kick it up a notch whenever he went higher.
I hate that kind of, you know, where people just... I think I'm going to call in with a non-commitment.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, I bumped into him there at the fish tournament down there, the White Marlin tournament, and he was, I gave him the bingo, baby, and when I saw him, you know, he cracked a smile,
And, you know, he seemed to be okay. I mean, I didn't know
him. There's a positive. Mike's Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, I just want to say his stallion's a dick. I hate that guy, dude. Like, I talked to Bat.
Sorry, buddy. You can't drop the F-bomb.
I'm sorry.
Our audience.
But, man, that guy's a dick. I've heard stories about him being at, like, Secrets. He's all drunk and slobbering on himself.
Don't put somebody down for being that way.
All right, the jury is out on his personal life, but I will tell you that I find him to be the funniest guy that I've ever seen on local public access TV.
And I believe our personality profile is complete.
Welcome to another edition of the Stallion Sports Show. The Stallion Sports Show is brought to you by the...
But I guarantee you this tape will now be one of the benchmark tapes that we run.
Secrets, the Stallion's number one rated hotspot, Jamaica, USA. The King of Beers, baby, is Budweiser. The fake
Budweiser.
You at the beach.
He's so small market, big head, thinks he's great, but really doesn't realize that he's just on cable access.
He sounds a little like Harry Carey, but he doesn't have AIDS to blame it on.
Well, and also Harry Carey was a much... you're talking about a legend there. Rob, how dare you mention
No, I'm talking about a feeble old man.
This is Harry Carey.
Anything else on the website about this guy?
No, that's the best stuff, I think. Okay. I think so.
And I think really from the calls that we've taken... people are split right down the middle.
Yeah.
Just go back to the very beginning.
All right.
The homepage. What's the first thing it says? Because you've heard the guy. So now listen to what the homepage says.
Bingo baby. Welcome to the Stallion Sports Show on Comcast Cable Television. The Stallion Sports Show is Ocean City's premier resort cable TV show featuring the phenomenal sports analysts Barry the Stallion Stribe and Dean Langrell.
And you know, has anyone proven that they watered down the booze?
No, that's a legend.
We didn't hear
any of that.
We got a break. Anyway, I predict he will be to the show what Bad Billy Warner was to the show.
You're right.
It's gonna take a while for that to be a slow burn on
you. Bingo, baby. Bingo, baby.
And I just, the goal will be to get him to call in.
Well, I hope that this gets back to him and he does call us.
So, bingo, baby.
Or I hope someday, if I'm down in Ocean City, I have the pleasure of pumping gas next to him.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the name of Jesus, we create the eardrums. Amen. Say it, amen. Amen.
I hear you, but I can't hear you say it.
You don't know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Well, say it.
You asked me if I knew what you said.
Well, that's what I said. You ready to be healed?
Yeah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
The Don and Mike Show.
A foul, deaf spirit come.
Ow!
And remember, Ernest Ainsley didn't do it. Amen.
Providing joy, Don and Mike.
Okay, remember yesterday on the program we were talking about this Bruce Almighty thing?
Right.
And it turns out, the phone number. I saw the lady on Good Morning America.
Right.
And they had a split screen where they had, and she looked like she should be living in a trailer. The fat with the bad hair cuttery dye job, holding up her little cell phone, saying, "Since Bruce Almighty has come out, my phone has rang 20 times an hour, people asking for God." Then they had an entertainment attorney on who said, in a movie, you're allowed to give any phone number you want. You don't have to do 555. Hmm. But as long as you don't give an area code, you're okay.
See, you don't need an entertainment attorney on this show because you've got me.
But you also yesterday at first thought it was a publicity scam, and then you came around.
Well, I did come around on the publicity scam, but what I said after that was that they wouldn't give out a number if they thought it was actionable. I mean, they probably just, because that's reviewed.
I'm going somewhere back to thinking it's publicity. I think it's very calculated.
No, hold on. And I'm going somewhere with this. The entertainment guy said that the woman didn't have a claim, the woman in Florida who had the Bruce Almighty phone number, because the movie is based in Buffalo.
Right.
That if somebody from Buffalo called and complained, then she might have a leg to stand on. Buzz, do you have something before we move on?
That's exactly what Universal is saying. We've now, for the first time, heard from a Universal spokeswoman about this, and she says that number was chosen because that number does not exist in Buffalo, where the story supposedly took place.
So what they're doing, even if it wasn't calculated,
right,
they're probably high-fiving each other on the added pub that the movie's getting now.
So we have the phone number.
Oh.
And the question now, and this is not like a goof where Charlie's going to be on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
The question is...
Hello, this is God.
Does God live in any of the cities that we broadcast to?
Good question.
For instance, Mike, do you think God lives in Las Vegas?
I do.
Well,
Don?
There's one way to find out.
I've seen God in Las Vegas.
We're going to call the phone number for Bruce Almighty.
It's called 74 Straight Rolls at a Crap Table.
Which they give for God in the movie. You
okay.
Know, he says, call me in this number. And I'm going to have to do part of this off the air with this old dumb phone rule thing.
And you know, after 74 Straight Rolls at the Crap Table, you know where I saw God?
Where?
In the mirror. There you go.
Okay, Stallion.
Yeah, they were really loving me.
And hey! It was good.
Man, I wish I knew how to bet in those days. I made a lot of money.
Now, I'll tell you, right there in Las Vegas.
God is busy in Las Vegas.
That is the phone number. Okay.
Of course he is. I watch CSI.
I'm going up and down our affiliate list.
Where else? What's another area that we could check out God?
How about Little Rock, Arkansas?
Now, I know a lot of people might believe that God lives in that part of the world. Because that's the belt, ain't it?
Yep.
The Bibble Belt.
So we'll find out right away if we get a ring.
Oh, there is a ring now.
Is it a real number or...
Don, are you going to speak to God?
I'm going
to
take it off the air and ask their permission to go on the air. I got it, Rob.
Okay.
What'd you do? There. Oh, oops. There it is. Three rings now. No answer at God in Little Rock.
Mm.
God's busy. He might be out.
No, I can't hear it. What button? Did you push a button?
No, I didn't do it.
He might be doing some grocery shopping.
You got to do that.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And then we can do this.
Okay.
And now it's all good.
Four rings. No answer in Little Rock.
I can hear it.
But technically, it's not on the air. Five rings. Okay, I'm going to give up on Little Rock.
Well, you know what they say in Little Rock. God ain't home.
Okay, how about in...
But I voted for Clay.
How about in Wichita, Kansas?
Well, that's right.
Wichita. Buzz, what do you think? I mean, I don't speak to that. What do you think? God exists in Wichita?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In summer's there.
God in Learjet in Wichita. Okay.
There you go. That's all I got to do, right? And what do you, why'd you press the other button? Yes, hello, is this Wichita, Kansas? Hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show.
Don might be talking.
Would you have a second to come on the air with us for a second? Does that mean yes or no? She put me on hold.
Mm.
But we did get somebody at this phone number answering in Wichita.
Did you get the big guy?
Well,
or the big gal?
Sorry,
to be politically correct.
If it's a she. You know, I live for the days where you just be able to call people and say, this is Don and Mike's show, you're on the air.
I know.
Because you guys have to live now vicariously through what you can hear through my headphones.
Yeah, really, we never were supposed to do it. We just got away with it for a long time.
Yeah, I know.
Even God has the right to privacy.
And now God's put me on hold. Hey,
yeah,
come on.
Buzz, everybody's talking to him all the time.
Yeah,
Jesus
true.
Christ.
Hey, the important thing is you have made contact with God's office.
God in Wichita.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be the place you're calling be a receptionist? In that case, you might be looking out onto God's waiting room.
Has to be God's secretary.
And I always thought that was South Beach, Miami, in the old days.
Yeah. It was a woman picking up. Hello? You know, I'm going to give up on this. I'm sorry.
Too bad.
You don't give up on God? Oh, my God. Hold on.
She said she's going to come right back on me. Let me.
Hi. Don't get impatient with God.
She's getting someone that can talk to us and go on the radio.
Wonderful.
Great.
You don't do that. Your impatience could have missed. You could have missed the golden opportunity.
See, the deal is, in Bruce Almighty, they give out a phone number.
Right.
But because they don't give out an area code, hello? She's still waiting.
Because, hello, Yahweh?
Because they don't give out an area code, the movie company says, yeah, this is no problem, and it's a number that doesn't exist in Buffalo, where Jim Carrey is Bruce Almighty. Now, the question is, are there people from around the country, like this woman in Florida, who are getting calls from people looking for God? And what we're doing, we're going down our affiliate list. We're on
why would everybody think that God lives in Florida?
Because the weather's good?
Yeah. Maybe because he's got so many people that are he's calling home down there surfing.
Right.
No, I'm talking about the people he's going to tap on the shoulder in about 2 seconds.
Dead people.
Say, come on up.
Right.
Plus, he can go surfing.
You got it.
It's not that.
You just can't get off the surfing thing, can you?
No, neither can God.
You just picture God in the robe surfing with his sandals.
Cool.
You're both wrong. God loves theme parks.
Hey, all I know about Florida is that I know a lot of people send their parents down there,
right.
And it's just a matter of time, you know, 20, 30 years, they're dead.
Mm-hmm.
You send them down to Florida.
That's just like sending them to a nursing home.
Eventually, they're dead. You know, it's like, it might as well be, hello? Yes, hi, this is Don and Mike, and I was told you'd go on the air with us. What do you mean? Hold on, do you know who we are? Come on, then go on. Just go on the air with us for one second.
We're calling because this is God's phone number.
Please.
From the movie Bruce Almighty. Please, that's all we're going to talk about.
Just go on the air for one second. Don't
please.
Don't be a jerk, you you ass. I had the guy this close. The guy.
Well, you know what? You know what it tells me?
What?
That's a pretender. It's not really God.
God doesn't live in Wichita.
What other place is God living?
Let's try Sacramento.
No!
Oh. You know, I'll tell you now. This person will come on the air. Rob, what do you say? I got $100 if we make contact.
If there is
somebody there, this person will come on the air.
We'll find out.
Huh?
Of course.
Your call cannot be.
What does that tell you? God's number has been disconnected where you live.
How about San Francisco?
Oh, super. Hello, this is God. Wouldn't that be? Hey. Wouldn't that fool everybody?
Yeah.
Just because he lives there doesn't mean he's, you know.
Yeah, I understand that.
Bug packer.
But what I mean, if he was, if God was gay,
okay, there's two rings.
Can you imagine?
I'm gonna have to take it off the air.
The religious groups?
I didn't shake things up.
All right, hold on.
Controversy?
I'm up to the third ring now.
I didn't want you to reproduce.
We're just trying to find which city God lives in.
I just put some people down there, wanted you down there for a
Hello?
Short period of time.
Oh. It's a machine.
God is a machine?
Joan on 2. At the tone. It's Joan and Harry.
Huh. Harry. Not, you want to go with Harry?
Yeah, probably.
Harry. No, sorry. Okay, let's go to, I'm going down the list.
I just want to make contact with someone.
No. Oh, hold on. Salt Lake City.
Well, there you go.
That makes sense.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Area code 801.
God is a Mormon. I would say you've got about that $100 I would have said someone would come on the air in Sacramento. $100 they won't come on the air in Salt Lake City. God
you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer.
Look at this.
God moved away.
God is leaving us as we speak.
Rob wants me to try Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Yes, sir.
Why?
That's where God will be.
Okay. All right, hold on. Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. And dial again.
Sorry, Rob.
Hey, and I'm glad they caught that guy for all of our listeners down in Louisiana. Do we still have that affiliate down there in Baton Rouge?
I don't know.
Or Lafayette?
How about in Green Bay? Yeah, we're on it.
We're on Lafayette. I'd like to say I'm happy they caught that son of a bitch.
How about Green Bay?
Yes.
Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hey there, y'all. Hey there. God is a pecker.
920 area code.
God is wearing green and gold socks.
Like Don.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in.
Do you think do you think like I do that maybe some of these numbers were operating?
How about Baltimore, Mike?
That would make me cry with joy. Tears of joy.
What if it's a stallion?
What if it's Marty Bass?
That sounds like a strong ring to me. That doesn't sound like one of those boo-doo-doo.
Hello, God. I sure would like Cal to come back and play for the O's.
I got to take this off the air. And
I'd like the Ravens to win a Super Bowl for the Stallions.
There's three rings.
Sounds good.
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike radio show. Would you have a second to come on the radio with us? Yeah, just for the 10 seconds? Yeah, would you just come on and just say hi? Yeah, okay, here you go.
Is this it? Did we finally make contact?
Yep, we found him. Here he is in Baltimore.
Oh, my you.
How many calls?
Oh, my you.
In Baltimore, how many calls have you gotten from people looking for God?
Oh, man, probably about 12 o'clock, probably about 15.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Are you the man or the woman, or are you the entity?
No, I'm not.
You're not God?
Are you considering legal action against Universal Studios?
No, I'm not.
You are not.
Well, good for you, sir. I think that's a very good thing. And I think they should send you something because you have the same phone number as God.
Does God love Cal Ripken?
I'm far from God, man.
You're far from God?
All right, but you've been getting... But we finally found one of our cities where we broadcast to where someone answered the phone.
Our station there, Live 105?
Live 105.
Is there anybody you'd like to say hello to on Live 105, sir?
No, thank you.
All right.
All right,
you're never
here.
That far from God.
God is a peaceful man.
You know, if I was God, I probably wouldn't admit to being God either, so this actually could be God. But you never know.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go.
Bye.
He's kind of a dick for being God, but...
Hey.
Hey.
He was.
Whoa.
Was it really friendly?
What are you doing? Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. My name is David. I'm an attorney in Salt Lake City. And I just wanted to tell you guys the reason that they could put the phone numbers on the air. And it's because they could even put it on with the area code. And that's because there are several, you know, just like you went through the list, there are several different area codes. So because you can't pinpoint it down to one specific person, they're allowed to put it on the air.
Okay, so this woman, for instance, that's suing Universal, does she have a leg to stand on?
No, she doesn't. And her biggest complaint is probably going to be that you're a big fat ass. What do you think about that?
You know, I up until... Not bad. Not a bad impression of being an attorney.
The burper guy.
I was kind of hanging in there.
But
and
you're
then
not really the burper guy, though, either.
No,
but I envy him. He's great. I'm trying to follow in his footsteps.
Well, you know, I mean, the lawyer, really, I had a mental picture of the young guy in the gray suit.
And now, can everybody just take a moment to get a snapshot of this and don't forget this?
Mm-hmm.
This is a time that some guy called us. And see, we're not getting mad. We're laughing at this.
No, it's actually, we applaud you with the skill.
Because the guy's staying on the line.
Well played. It was wonderful skill. And you did. You were a man and you didn't run away. That's very good.
I like you guys and Buzz. You're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. That's it. You're dead to me.
End of that call.
Have a good day, guys.
See you later. Thank you for calling. Well, Mike, there you go on our Bruce Almighty challenge.
Yeah, God does not exist.
No, God lives in Baltimore.
Oh, my God. That's right. I'm sorry. Oh, my Baltimore.
Out of all the cities we tried. Now, actually, technically, God was in Wichita first, but refused to come on the air with us.
Yeah, but that was God's office. You called God's waiting room.
Now, here we go. We have a trip to Las Vegas to give away, and we're going to try something here that might be a little gay, but I'm just trying to, you know, like the kids say in the Microsoft, I'm trying to think outside the box. Okay?
You're way outside the box today.
We're giving away a trip to Las Vegas. A 2-night, 3-day trip for two to Las Vegas to see the UFC meltdown. You know, UFC United Fighting Championship.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. Friday, June 6th, live in Las Vegas, in your house on pay-per-view at 10 o'clock, two guys, Chuck and Randy, will battle. I've still not gotten the pronunciations on the last names.
Chuck Liddell.
And Randy Couture.
Couture.
Yeah.
Not Couture.
They, That's why I'm not saying the last names.
That's because it sounds like Couture. Isn't that fashion? Yeah,
they are fighting for the interim UFC light heavyweight title.
It's a slap fight.
call Cox Cable to order. Listen, here's how you win the trip.
Don't hurt me.
Hey, do you have the Where Harry Met Sally met tape? Do you have the When Harry Met Sally tape?
One of the finest tapes we've ever had on the show.
Good inspiration.
This is something that we did a lot. I mean, it's one of the things we did that every disc jockey does now that we actually did.
We did before you could do it.
Back in the day.
She's having.
Okay, so that was Meg Ryan pretending to have a fake O. I mean, that's redundant. Yeah. She was pretending to have an O.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Lots of DJs do that. We used to do that 10 years ago on the show. Rob, this is not porno music.
It is to me.
That's from the movie Sega's Fantasy.
I don't care. Just give me the right. What's the standard one? Cut number one.
Debbie Does Dallas.
There you go. So here's the deal. I'm no faggot, but I thought of this idea.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's right. Male fake-o contest.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, call in and do your best fake-o.
Yeah, and be on your best behavior. You can't say any words.
They're going to be told when they call.
They're going to be properly prepped on this?
Yeah, it's simply... You know,
it's going to require, I think, for most guys, some acting ability because...
Really, for most guys,
there's no sound at all.
Here's what it is for me. I swear, serious as cancer. I'm sorry, it's about to happen.
Yeah.
Oh! And then I normally say...
Hey, what happened?
That's it.
And, you know, when I do that, I don't apologize, but I kind of just get a little... That would be it. Now, I've heard rumors that Rob, on the other hand... Rob, what does it sound like? What does it sound like when you're going to do that?
It's more like... Something like that.
I always apologize because it's always like 5 minutes into the act and I feel awkward, you know, I'm done already. And Buzz, what about with you?
I make animal grunting noise.
Okay, I think we've all weighed in now.
Yeah.
So I know it's kind of gay, but I think it'll be funny with the male fake-o contest.
Amen.
And I believe that Lisa Herndon will be the judge of this.
Very, very good. I know she'll be happy to do that.
She's happy for any airtime. You know, she's dying to be on the show all the time.
She is. She loves her airtime.
And she really is the only one. She's the only girl that works here on the show. And she's the only one what guy wants to be the judge of a male fake-o contest?
All right, so I'm not to slam the effing door today when she comes in.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Guys, fake-o's, best fake-o wins the trip to Las Vegas.
Call now.
I'm just trying to think of new things that haven't been done before.
Outside the box.
In more ways than one. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Homer, what have you got against gays?
You know, it's not usual. If there was a law, it would be against it.
Homer, please, you're embarrassing yourself.
No, I'm not, Marge. They're embarrassing me. They're embarrassing America. They turned the Navy into a floating joke. They ruined all our best names like Bruce and Lance and Julian. Those were the toughest names we had. Now they're just you.
Queer?
Yeah, and that's another thing. I resent you people using that word. That's our word for making fun of you. We need it.
The Don and Mike Show. Come lick their thingies. Don and Mike.
Okay, guys.
That's an interesting mix there.
Yeah.
It all ties together, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. There we go. It's a trip to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Spago contest. Come on, Lily. Let me mention, as you know, tomorrow, against our wishes, enjoy Donald Rumsfeld. I think you're going to really love this cat's take on the current state of the world.
He's a hip cat.
He'll be taking your phone calls. I don't know if he'll be playing games like we do, but he's nuts. I'm going to say he's the latest and greatest shock jock.
Wow.
Donald Rumsfeld counts them down.
For you, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We'll be back with you again on Friday.
Just don't ask him about those weapons of mass destruction.
Nope.
Yeah.
You mean the ones they didn't find?
Yeah. Oh. We are silenced tomorrow by Infinity.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because of this very type of talk.
We are not
They
allowed.
Didn't want that surrounding that.
Huh. Even though he's only going to be on for an hour, we are not allowed to be on and voice our opinion.
Where are the weapons of mass destruction?
Remember, and I'm sure he'll say this tomorrow, as the numbers get smaller, the hits get bigger.
Absolutely.
Tomorrow with
count 'em now.
Donald Rumsfeld. Now, those of you who listen in areas other than Washington, D.C., you're going to hear a tape show. And that's because the people that we work for are eunuchs, meaning that they have no genitals,
mm-hmm.
meaning there would be no sack, no nuts.
Just nothing down there at all, like a Ken doll.
Yeah. They're afraid that even though we're not being heard in Washington for that hour, that we'll say something.
Mm-hmm.
that will just climb up somebody's rear end.
So they're gagging us for a day, but it won't be long. We will be back. And
back on Friday.
Right.
And then we're back on Friday. Jesus, are we going to be busy? We got the brand new low-budget Jeff RD for you.
Yep.
We have Patton Oswalt. Lisa, you rescheduled skin for Friday?
He's all set for Friday.
And we got a $1,000 trip anywhere in America that we're giving away on Friday.
That is, it's going to be busy.
Yeah. Pretty jam-packed. And, of course, the first segment, I'm going to leave wide open for all of your calls telling us how great Donnie Rumsfeld is.
Amen, brother.
So tomorrow, when we're not here, you know, don't blame us today. And I don't want to say anything that might incite you, but the business number is 703-691-1900.
There you go.
And the man's name is Alan.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, Alan!
The other man's name is Michael. Those would be the guys you would want to call.
Yay, mm-hmm. Alan!
And they, and of course, if given a chance, call. Call the rum man. Mm-hmm. Call him up.
Yeah, it's a town meeting. You're part of the town.
Taking your calls.
Call him up. So, Lisa, you understand the concept of the male FACO game?
I sure do.
Okay. Then let's
soon to be married, Lisa Marie Herndon.
Yeah, you know, and I started calling her Lisa Marie just because Lisa Marie Presley's making a comeback.
Right.
It wasn't until I actually looked at the wedding invitation.
I thought you were just making a joke until I saw it.
I was making a joke until I read the wedding invitation that says Lisa Marie Herndon.
Right.
That's really your name.
Yep.
And the wedding's still on.
So far. We'll see. We got to get through today. And
that's good.
There's a few more days in between.
And I sent my little, you know, will not attend thing, but I put a nice note with it.
I hope so.
And I also, you know, plan to give you the videotape for all to see.
At some point, we have to ask about that.
It's already planned.
Well, it's not my
mind.
Here's my thing. It's not my wedding. Mm-hmm. And I should probably even bring this up at another time.
Right.
But exactly when do you want the tape of you announcing that you're not going to be at the wedding play? Because I'm thinking it's kind of an awkward gesture if everybody's sitting in the rehearsal dinner, you know, I mean, or the after dinner at
the
reception. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Lisa gets up and goes, excuse me, everybody, can we stop and please watch a taped message from Mike O'Mara?
I'd like it between the cake eating and the groom's toast. No, I don't. You know, I don't have to do it.
No. I think it's a good idea. I just don't know.
If you now you now now no no
no. I see. I don't
you're
know.
You're setting yourself up to lead the charge and roll your eyes, and I don't want that.
No,
to
I'm
happen.
For it. I don't know. You read me wrong.
I don't want to look bad now, like I'm a big a-hole.
No, you read me wrong. I'm for it.
I wanted it to be like a funny little thing.
Yeah, but what I'm wondering is, and I think it is a funny thing, but where exactly does it get played?
That's a question for the organizer.
The bride.
The bride, really, more than anybody else. I would say late in the day.
Oh, no. I would say right before dinner, because it's going to end out as a congratulations to the couple, right?
Yeah.
So it belongs as a toast.
Yeah, that's all good.
Maybe during the cocktail hour.
Mm-hmm.
At the top of the reception, the cocktail hour.
That would be fine. Now you got me thinking about it now.
Well,
maybe I'll just give him a real nice gift.
Okay.
Done. I respect that. Because that'll jive it up. And it's their special day, and I don't want it to be a whole comedy show. And besides, you know, you know, I'm lazy.
I know. I knew that you wouldn't do the thing like getting a hospital bed.
I would have done that, but I mean, you know, look at all the effort that would require.
Okay.
Isn't it a little easier if you go out to where they might be registered and buy them something really expensive?
Go to Nike Town.
Where are you registered, just out of curiosity? Have you registered yet? She knows where you registered. Is that okay to
sex offender?
Is it okay to say that on the air or not?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
Well, no, I wouldn't say it if I was you, though.
Write it down. Write it
down. All of our dumb listeners will know.
Well, then they can buy us gifts.
Then they can buy gifts.
Then they'll buy gifts.
Jot down where you registered.
They're registered at the Pleasure Chest. Right down in Georgetown.
Easy.
Where they registered at.
Easy.
Oh, great. Yeah. More than one place?
Yep.
Yeah.
Some good
Target?
Ones.
No.
You know, you can register.
You know what? And the second one is like you really need stuff, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
I can say that.
Covered.
Spencer Gifts.
Mm-hmm.
That's merry-go-round.
So, here you go. Lisa Herndon, soon to be married.
They're still in business. They're not in business anymore.
Are you ready to judge the male O contest?
I am so ready for this.
The fake O contest. No, this is gay. But let's just give it a try. I think it might be funny. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Mike.
All right, Mike.
Of course, it has to be a guy named Mike to start.
Go ahead, let's hear it.
This is my dream, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
This is so gross.
Just me, or does that sound like a rape? A rape of an animal.
Wow.
Hold, on, Mike.
I don't think he was faking.
I gotta hand it to him. Wow, that was fantastic.
We're a fine listener. Now, everybody just got to keep in mind the premise here. Remember the premise of this. Any DJs can do a fake O contest with girls or their moms.
Right.
We're doing a fake O contest with guys.
And that started it out. And I think it's just my opinion. Lisa is the judge, yes. But that was the true spirit of the competition.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, go ahead.
This is what's for you, Lisa. Baby.
I'm ready, Scott.
Both very realistic thus far, right?
Fantastic performance.
Hold on, please.
Nice job, Scott.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. I'm ready for this one.
Go ahead, Joe.
All right.
Oh, dear.
Joe. So gay. Hey, tomorrow if he wants, Donald Rumsfeld can steal this bit if he's running out of calls. This is kind of gross.
I like it.
It's funny.
Are you done? Are you done yet?
Hey, Don, you're killing the mood.
Man, yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Bill.
Bill, go ahead.
Oh,
God.
Thanks.
I think you just, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's pretty darn. Now I think there's somebody who just pulled a fast one on us. But
hello, so
literally, yeah.
Whoever. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
David.
David, go ahead, David.
Ooh. 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 Oh. Oh.
Sounds like a Halloween costume.
Very scary.
I'll go get you a towel.
Another one. God, okay. Watch out for the content.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Derek.
All right, Derek, turn your radio down and go
ahead.
Yeah,
hey, turn that stuff off out there.
Well, you almost used a bad word, Derek.
Oh, you doing this? I wouldn't say that.
You doing this?
No, I wouldn't effing say that effing word.
Are you doing
over,
this
over here?
In front of people?
Oh, F yeah, guys. All right, I got all my boys over here.
Oh, fantastic. How many in the audience for this?
We got about three in the shop over here.
We got in the shop.
Where are you calling?
Yep.
Where are you calling
we're in
from?
We're in a car stereo shop.
Well, give them a plug. What's the name of your place?
Oh, Stereotomy out in Issaquah, Washington.
I had one of those.
In the state of Washington?
The state. I'm in the state.
All right. State of Washington.
The
in the Seattle. Listening to us on
the
Seattle.
Wah.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead,
what?
Eric. Go ahead.
Who am I talking to? Lisa?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, Lisa.
Go ahead, Derek.
Oh, Lisa. I'm going to do you jihad. Oh, nobody knows what it means. Oh, Osama bin Laden.
Shut up!
Oh, God.
All right, hold on a second.
There he goes.
Well, I think we got to continue this into the next segment.
You think?
I think we've had enough.
It's like a home run.
Enough yet. Lisa, just let me ask you, do you have anybody, don't give the name, do you have anybody that's out in front thus far?
So far, yeah.
Okay. Hey, how about that?
Trip to Las Vegas on the line. It's not, listen, everybody does it with girls. They understand the premise again.
I don't think I'd ever want to do it with girls again.
With women.
I didn't get this with, you know, I enjoyed the girls with, you know, but it wasn't, you know, from a comedic standpoint.
Yeah.
Right?
It's guys in the Fago contest. We'll have one more round of it and get a winner when we come right back.
Okay? Too much. We're still going to stir the soup, though.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
The girls, yes.
Yeah. Shut up!
Hold on, time out.
What happened?
Say, where's the stallion?
He's right here.
Oh, then I really effed that up.
Or did I put the stallion away?
Oh, well, get him back out, Rob.
Get out the stallion.
I wanted to rejoin with that. See, all right, let's pretend we were coming out of the break again.
Coming out of commercials. Take two. This is, we're recording.
So anyway, it goes. Then we join the network.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome to another edition of the Stallion Sports Show. The Stallion Sports Show is brought to you by the true big boys. Secrets, the Stallion's number one rated hotspot, Jamaica, USA. The king of beers, baby, is Budweiser. The Bay Cafe, the best interview at the
Stallion.
The Green Jacket goes to them for quality and price. Bruno's Golf, the best name brands and discounts.
It's a mattress company, Masters Mattress.
The best life fair.
The Green Jacket.
Local flair. Toyota.
With a local flair.
Car in this galaxy. And Ocean City Golf Getaways, before you leave town, write this number down.
Town. Oh, that's, Right, that's...
Shut up!
Okay, that's
the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Thank you, O'Reilly.
Somewhere between the taste of the scab and the smell of the Band-Aid lies the Don and Mike Show.
They're not here tomorrow, you know, this Rumsfeld thing. I have a mid-eye meeting with Lisa now. Skins in this break on Friday?
Yes.
Okay, great. Man, we're jammed on Friday.
Wow. Very busy.
We got Mr. Skin, we got Patton Oswalt coming in, we got New Jeopardy. Giving away a $1,000 travel voucher and a brand new feature.
Yes?
The Joe Ardinger movie review.
Cool.
Joe is going to an advanced screening tonight of the Italian Job.
Nobody better qualified to give you his movie views.
You know, Mike and I do review the movies we haven't seen sometime.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now that we're getting the stuff from the movie companies,
right,
inviting us to these premieres that we can't go to because the show's still on the air.
Right.
We're sending Joe.
Joe will be giving you his thoughts, and he'll direct you to the right film to go to.
Anyway, the movie he's seeing is The Italian Job, and we'll have that for you on Friday.
So it'll be just like Arch.
That's right.
He takes one movie and he talks about it. Because really, more than one, I don't think he'd be capable.
Well, and actually, that's all we got for Joe. Ah. One movie company. Paramount called and said, do you want to see The Italian Job?
All right, very good.
So we'll see if it works into something. We're giving away a trip to Vegas right now with the all-male Fake-O contest.
We've had a different, we've had quite a variety of guys, some short, some long.
You mean they're O's?
They're O's, yes.
Duration.
Those honey O's. And here we go. Lisa's the judge. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, guys.
Here we go.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hey.
Hi, go ahead.
You ready, Lisa?
I'm ready, Frank.
Anybody just getting in a car? I know you've heard millions of DJs do the Fake-O contest with women, and some even really shocking disc jockeys have their moms do it.
I'd just like to say thank you to all our contestants that are asking Lisa if she's ready.
Yeah.
I think that's very polite.
And that'd be different, you know, wacky, comedic kind of funny to have guys do it.
Yeah. I don't find this funny at all.
Frank, go ahead.
All right, Lisa.
Okay, Frank.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm disqualifying you because of the slapping sound effect.
That's sure exactly what
I'm
that
glad
was.
You disqualified that guy. He bugged me.
Hello, Jesse.
That's me.
You're on the air. Go ahead, Jesse.
All right, here we go then.
Do you think our homo rating is going up today? Our Arbitron homo rating is.
I think these ratings are solid in all demos.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Were you done, Dave?
Jesse.
Yeah, I'm done for now.
Jesse wow. wasn't sure.
Okay. Let's go. Now here's Dave. Dave.
Jay.
Jay?
Yeah, Jay from Philly.
Okay, Jay. Sorry, it says Dave, but either way, go ahead.
All right.
I'm snoring.
Yeah,
that's a nice touch.
That's pretty good. Hold on a second. That's fantastic. There is Mike. Mike, go ahead.
Lisa, thank you for taking your time out to spend this moment with me.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, he's not done. Are you done?
Yeah, but I'm ready to go again.
Wow. Man. Really?
Hold on a second. Brandon. Hello, Brandon.
Yes, this is Brandon.
Go ahead, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Oh, my God. You guys have no idea what you guys are doing to me right now.
Oh, God. Brandon, are you gay?
Stop it.
All right, go ahead, Brandon.
All right, Lisa, you're usually not my type, but let's see what we can do, baby.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
It's Clay Aiken, everybody, from American Idol.
Stop it, Mike.
That was so anyway. Don.
Sorry, Don.
That was me, Don.
Sorry. Anyway, let me do my thing. Stop
it. Go ahead.
Just rush me. Oh, my God. I'm crying.
Come on now, squeal. Squeal real good.
Crying.
Oh,
Lisa,
wow.
Did I do it for you, baby?
Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, hold on.
Jesus,
Brandon.
Wow.
Hold on. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Dennis Murphy.
Wait. Identify yourself,
please.
Come
on, Dennis.
Who is this?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Dennis.
Dennis. Lisa. God.
Now this is Nightmare City.
He's a finalist in my book.
Oh my God, that kills me.
I'm gonna kill you if you give that trip to Jenna. Yeah.
Not really. I mean, it's your call.
Oh, man.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
This is Tony from Philly.
Tony, go.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Tony.
Lisa. I'm going to finish.
You know what? Yeah, I agree. Disqualification. They are prepped beforehand.
Mm-hmm. Too realistic.
Right.
I need to hear the comment. But
yeah, it was.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Oh, you.
Hello.
Hello?
You go and ride the baloney pony tonight.
Yeah.
You know, with your monkey man. Hello, Sean.
Yeah.
Sean, go ahead.
All right, hold on. Are you ready?
Yeah.
He's got something planned.
Yeah. Sean.
What are you doing, Sean?
Hey.
Woo! Oh.
Wow. I swear to God.
I think I popped a vein.
Oh, no, come on. Stop it. Disqualification.
I didn't hang up on it.
I know. It was too good. No ad-libbing, ladies and gentlemen. Or gentlemen and gentlemen.
Dynamite. Hello, Paul.
Hello there.
Hi, go ahead,
hello
Paul.
There. Lisa, are you ready?
I'm ready, Paul.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bingo, baby.
Kind of a variation on a theme there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take one more. Hello, John and Mike. Who's this?
This is Charlie.
Charlie, go ahead.
I'm ready, Charlie.
Hey, oh.
Oh. Oh, dear.
God, that just hit the dump button all over the building.
Yeah.
I said, lick the beads. Guy started with this whole, who's your daddy?
Yeah, he got graphic very quickly.
You like your hair pulled. Lick. He starts screaming, lick the beads.
Did just stop briefing the guys on what to say? I bet that might have
that was on screen, Mike. That was
screen, okay.
That was on screen.
King!
King! Well, we got to take one more, don't you think?
Yeah, I got to wait for the delay to reset. Everybody in the building hit it.
Is anyone listening?
He was into it.
Lick the bees!
Oh, my God.
Lick the bees!
Who's your daddy?
You like your hair pulled?
Lick the bees.
That was... you know, we didn't have to delete him out. It's not,
it's
not
pretty damn funny.
It's Lisa's vote. I'm going with that guy.
Oh, just funny. Hey, I wouldn't know who to choose. She's got a very tough task. Yeah, I would have no idea.
Who's your daddy? Do you like your hair pulled?
Lick the bees!
Wow.
God, I'm hurting. Man.
Okay, just waiting on the delay.
Did it finally
right
catch up? Got 10
here,
people.
Let me, you know, here
I'm
we
sorry
go.
You're hurting. I'm feeling fine.
All right, one more contestant, and this is it. Gavin, not Tom, I hope. Gavin. Hello?
Is it back?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on, let me double check here. All right, that bank is on. Let me go to Jay then. Jay?
Oh, radio gods.
Howdy, you're the last one. Go.
Ooh, 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 that's nice. Ooh, ooh, that's nice.
No.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah, hobbledoogie.
Okay, let's, all right, one more. Tim?
Hey, guys.
Howdy, Tim.
McWilliam?
Ready to rock.
Sabian?
Yeah.
You've got 4 minutes to get Sabian here.
Okay, here he is.
Or you'll find out just how serious I really am.
From Philadelphia, our program director.
Yes, for Sabian.
Tim Sabian. Go, Tim.
Tim, go.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, now. Hey, now. Make me feel good. Make me feel good.
Monster.
Hey, now.
I got to applaud all our kids.
Yeah.
I laughed at a lot of them.
That was pretty strong. I had Hey Now and
Make me feel good.
Lisa, we must have heard from, 20 guys?
Yeah, I've got it narrowed down to two.
Well, we don't have time for an O-off, so you just got to pick one.
Okay, this may have been funny for you guys, but I really enjoyed it. And I'm gonna go with Joe because he was the most realistic.
Joe! Wow. I don't have him on my screen. Oh, hold on. Got him right here.
What was it? With
Joe? Let's get him to read.
He said, yeah, I'm done.
Joe?
And...
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe, would you create your winning O?
Oh, gladly. Felisa, anything.
All right. Okay.
This is what you like?
Oh.
Lisa?
Yeah. It's a nice build in anticipation. Strong finish. And then a nice relax.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's going to Vegas.
Oh, Lisa, you're the best. You're the best.
Is this the one you picked? Didn't he say, I'm done at the end?
Well, yeah, he was asked, is that it? And he said, yeah, I'm done.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Hey, it's her decision.
Yeah.
She wanted the most realistic.
Joe?
I think that works on a certain level, too.
Joe, where are you from?
Get ready to dance, Mike. Sacramento.
Sacramento.
Oh! You know what, though? Recently, I've never been to Vegas. Never, ever.
Sacramento.
Wow. Oh, God.
We love Sacramento.
Oh, yeah.
Some of us do. Congratulations, Joe. You won a 2-night, 3-day trip to Las Vegas, and even better,
wow,
not only get to go to Vegas, you go to UFC Meltdown. I don't know if you've been to the UFC or...
Ultimate Fighting, yes. It's fantastic.
It's great. UFC Meltdown, Friday, June 6th, live from Las Vegas. Everybody call Cox Cable to order on pay-per-view. Joe, you're going. Have a great time in Las Vegas.
Right on. Thank you, guys. Lisa, Charlie, you guys, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on a second.
Very nice.
Thank you, Lili. Well, we had a lot of funny ones.
Man.
That was great.
Man, make me feel good. You know, I love our audience sometimes.
Yeah, we'll come back to that one again sometime in the future.
Amen.
It
absolutely.
Wasn't too gay. It was pretty funny.
You know, like everything we have to kind of get through the wall there, it's good in the end.
My favorite was the one that never got on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Let me pull your hair. Lick the bees!
Lick the bees.
Lick the bees. Like an order.
Another object. Lick the bees. Like it's something on a shelf.
I'm the stallion. Lick the bees. Lick the bees, baby. Bingo, baby. Okay, it's time for Buzz.
Oh, ho.
Ho, ho.
Lick the bees.
What about Dennis?
Hey, it was... You know what? It's all good.
Yeah, I think Dennis might have really been working his man.
I don't doubt that.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Here he is.
It's me.
He made it up.
A little buzzy. What is your lead story today, Buzz?
Today, Dr. Phil bites the hand that made him.
Ooh.
Oprah's hand?
Mm-hmm.
That's a meaty hand.
I think of Mad TV.
And I think of CSI.
Yeah.
By the way, they just cut that woman's hand off.
Yee!
Stay tuned
for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
Why do you look at me like that?
Yeah, cutting hands off.
You saw the CSI Miami Monday night.
Yeah.
Right. You had to put the hand in the microwave. Okay?
Like all that. Right.
Okay.
That's your dark side there.
Me. Never mind.
Lick the bees.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Pony, young man, single and free.
This is for our last bit.
Experience and love preferred, but we'll accept a young trainee.
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
Right.
Discussing places and wet things. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We'll find Sabian.
He's got a gun in his mouth right now.
Now get me Sabian!
That's my favorite. Time for Buzz in the News.
Tell him if Sabian's not here in 20 minutes, you die.
Buzz's News brought to you by Veramax Sexual Pleasure Performance Enhancer. Doctor developed.
Someone called for a doctor?
Clinically tested. Veramax works.
I don't want to talk to anyone else.
Get Veramax at Rite Aid, GNC, and other select retailers. Try it today. Veramax, 1-888 try VMAX. Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Dr. Phil may need counseling. The Inquirer says he steamed that Oprah has decided not to retire. It says he was expecting to inherit her cherry time slots. And that would make him the top dog talk show host, and that would make him very rich. Now he'll have to wait another 5 years instead of 3. He'll have to wait till 2008. And how does that make him feel?
I'm not getting any younger.
Quoting a source, hurt and betrayed. He thought he'd get a heads up.
How do you think I feel? Bewildered? Betrayed? She promised me that. That's what she said. I'm out, you're in, and that's why... We did the things we did, sexually.
What things did you do with Oprah?
We did. I did things with every part of my body for her. Hands, mouth, teeth. You name it, we did it. Feet.
Fingers.
Nose, ears.
Wow.
head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Mustache. Oprah not
and
only...
she betrayed me.
Oprah not only got Phil the job, she reportedly took herself out of the daytime Emmy nomination so he could get a shot.
Phil? Phil? Now, you're kidding me with that, but I'm very upset. But I'll know how to deal with my anger because that's what I do. And that's just a... that's really something I'm going to have to manage all on my own. It's Stedman's fault.
Paul McCartney's wife, Heather Mills, is pregnant. This will be their first child. They've been married about a year. The baby's due later this year.
They're naming the baby 2x4.
Oh, God.
If it's
she's
a girl,
got a wooden leg, you know.
I understand.
Peg, if it's a girl.
Peg, if it's a girl. Right.
Heather was worried she might not be able to get pregnant because of health problems. Quoting the couple's statement, they are delighted with the news.
Sure they don't name the baby Neil? Sorry, that's the only one I could think of.
Paul, that's pretty good. Paul has three adult children and a stepdaughter from his first marriage to Linda.
Does anybody really notice how much Paul McCartney looks like Angela Lansbury?
Oh, yeah, more and more every year.
I mean, I'm a big Paul fan.
Mm-hmm.
I saw him on Access Hollywood. He's like dyed his hair purple.
Oh, really?
And he was talking about, you know, my mates rubbed in, he did a show, I guess, in London, where, or rather Russia, where he was finally able to do back in the USSR for the Russians. And I'm watching this just thinking, am I watching Murder, She Wrote? Because really...
And with the hair dyed purple, doesn't that accentuate the fact that he's old?
Yeah.
I mean, people think that changing the hair color is going to make you look younger. You just let your hair do what it does, and it kind of matches your face.
Right, let it happen.
Yeah. And there's another phenomenon at play with Paul. His eyes and his mouth are crowding into his nose, so that all of his face is just getting smaller and closer together.
Squinching,
and this happens with some people.
Yeah, in about 5 years, he's going to look like a rabbit.
If you're going to get married, you might as well make some money doing it. MSNBC reports that J-Lo and Ben are seeing how much money they can get from a British tabloid for the rights to their wedding pictures. Quoting a source, we're talking a lot of cash, a seven-figure price.
Do you, Ben, take this ass to be your lawfully wedded wife? And do you, J-Lo's ass, take Ben once for yes and twice for no? I now pronounce you man and ass.
Yeah! Hey.
According to a source, it's a lot of cash. The tabloid would then sell the pictures to magazines and newspapers and tabloids all over the world, and then it would make a lot of money. People accused Michael Douglas of greed when he and Catherine Zeta-Jones sold their wedding photos, but somehow they've survived. Quoting the source again, the tasteful thing is release one lovely picture to the media like Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston did.
Do you think she does anal? I mean, you know, I'm not into it, but her whole thing is, J-Lo, her whole thing is her ass, that she's got a big ass and she doesn't care about it, and I like it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just wondering, there's so much attention focused on her ass.
And I think anybody that's heard our discussions about this over the years should ask the question, why are you curious about that?
Because
she's pretty fascinating, and I think you're not asking as just journalist. You're asking because you're curious.
No, occasionally I try to think, again, I'll draw you the picture, outside the box,
right,
so outside of my world, what might our listeners be wondering?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess technically that would definitely be outside of the box.
If you tape VH1's Fabulous Life of Jennifer Lopez, you could make some money on eBay. That's because VH1, yes?
Would you like to play?
No, I think I'm good, thank you.
You know, what's great about Buzz is he never, ever thinks that we hear it.
Right.
You think that we miss it when you have that little
plum. And Buzz, I
know that you hear it. I pray that you won't, you know, showcase it, but there it is.
Here's a chance for you to turn your mic off and go, ugh.
Do you have a cough button?
No, just the microphone button.
That's a cough button.
Joe thinks the Stallion is on the phone.
Really?
Excellent. We'll be able to tell. That's a very...
We'd only break in if it was a real emergency.
And I'm going to be mad at Joe if it's not the real guy.
Hope it's him.
Actually, don't be mad at Joe. He's on his way to the Italian job.
Well, who thinks?
Charlie or Lisa.
Oh, okay. Well, then all the more credibility.
Hello?
Hello, bingo, baby. I want to thank you guys for all the free publicity.
This is him, right?
Yeah, it's
I think this is the guy. It sounds exactly like him.
Hey. You want my little Baltimore accent?
Yeah, what are your... mention some of your sponsors.
Toyota, Budweiser, Secrets, the number one rated hotspot. It says the galaxy. Trust me when I tell you, all swamis into salami.
There we go.
There you go.
That's the guy.
First of all, let me get one thing straight. My wife and I have never been in trouble. I've never been, or we would never turn this place bankrupt business into a multi-million-dollar business.
All right, well, you
and
know,
also, I wouldn't be sponsored by Ocean City Golf Getaway, and Toyota Budweiser.
Mm. Well, you're entitled to come. You're a stand-up guy to come on the show, and boy, you are a lightning rod. People were calling about you.
I know. You know, the worse you treat them, the better they like you. You know it's all about humor. I'm the nicest guy in the world, and mostly everybody knows that. But when I started out in the newspapers and went 12-0, at five times the normal play, with 16-0, I lost one game. It was the Redskins and the Giants.
There we go.
And my partner, who's the straight man, couldn't go out for a beer. Here I am 92%, and he couldn't go out for a beer. So I said, if they're going to remind me when I'm wrong, I'm now going to remind them when I'm right. So if I sound arrogant and cocky, you know you're being taken to the promised land. Bingo, baby.
I think we've established this is the guy.
We got to get you in a studio. You got to go to 96 Rock, and we got to get you in the studio.
Well, listen, that lady on 96 Rock, my wife is the most beautiful woman in Ocean City.
Uh-huh.
If I look like such a tool, I wouldn't have the most beautiful woman in Ocean City. I got two sons, age 1 and 3. I just do this as all advertising, but I'm also have half-hour shows in Balmer City, Balmer County, Harford County, Howard County, and Anne Arundel County.
Where'd you get the name? Where'd you get the name, The Stallion?
Stallion is the best in his field. When you're the best in your field, uh-huh. you name yourself the best in the field, and The Stallion's always the best. He has the life of Riley. He's eating a pasture, and he takes all the women to the promised land.
Well, we gotta get you on tape. I mean, like in a studio. Saying this is The Stallion on the Don and Mike Show. Bingo, baby.
Absolutely.
No, there's no question about it. I do it all the time. You know, I don't try to act like a celebrity in Ocean City. You know, I just go around. I've been here for 25 years. I just started out as a washed-up bartender, and my wife and I opened up a place, and we turned out to be the second busiest place in Ocean City next to Secrets. And
So what is your place? Is it Whiskey Joe's?
Whiskey Joe's at Bay Cafe. It's two places overlooking the skyline of Ocean City.
All right, well, you know, we
come
always...
Come on up for lunch. We have our shrimp as big as my feet.
Well, it is no lie that when I go to Ocean City, and my wife and I have had a place for years, we watch Channel 12.
Well, it's all about humor, you know that. And the reason I do that is when I have to talk, I basically talk everything about football to change the surface philosophy. But when the Orioles are 20 games out in June, I have the best crab cake sports show out there. Because that's the only thing I can talk about is Budweiser and stuff like that. And we also do, we ship crab cakes all over the country now at the Bay Cafe, so we got the best crab cake in the world.
Now, right now, let me, because I'm basing this on one of the calls we got, are we getting The Stallion now, and then it's Barry a little bit. When you get off the phone with us, you'll go back to being Barry.
It's all an act, you know. It's all humor. It's you know.
Okay.
And And if I didn't have all the biggest sponsors in Ocean City, you know, all those people that are mad at me is because we're taking half their business. That's why.
All right. You know what? That's good. And I like anybody that you know comes on
Calls
and deals
in.
With it. That's right.
I've never cracked on anybody's aunt. If anybody thinks that I ever cracked on them with my wife, the most beautiful person you've ever seen in your life.
You know what? That's
trust right. me when I tell you.
We didn't take that call. That's what I just said. The call's on the screen, and we didn't take it.
No. Now that's just out of hand. But I have a disgruntled employee. That one guy that the week came out there long.
Stallion, who said that? I said that sounded like a disgruntled employee.
Yes.
All right. Now we are firm but fair.
I was a silent partner in that. Business deal, and it was a very unfortunate incident, but guess what? We've moved on,
don't,
and now we're in the promised land.
Don't defend yourself too much, you'll start to sound guilty.
We're in the promised land, baby. You got to come down and see us.
All right.
It's only 85 and raining.
And we will come see you this summer. Bingo, baby.
Hey, stick to the program. The Stallion will take you to the promised land. Football bingo.
All right, bye, Stallion.
Bye, Stallion.
Thank you very much.
It's too funny.
That's good.
Stallion out.
That's great closure, isn't it?
It is.
Tell you what, that's a good way to get us to stop busting your balls all the time.
Oh, man, you know what? We've said that all along. We always respect the people that deal with it, that come on the show. Yeah. Always.
And he did.
No matter what.
Bingo, baby! You know what? I might have to some weekend.
You have to pop in there.
Yeah.
Let me just call.
Be on the show.
Let me call Connie, honey.
Do a walk-on.
Do a walk-on on the Stallion show.
Would I love to.
Yeah.
On resort video guide.
Be on for a week. You let me know when that's going to be.
Every hour.
I want a tape of it.
Baby?
Yeah.
You're not listening to the show right now?
I just heard the Stallion call in.
Okay, we're going to have to go to Whiskey Joe's. because I got him now. Now I have to meet him, and now it's going to be my quest. I have to get on that. On that cable access show.
Absolutely.
So for a whole week.
I would be so proud.
Yeah.
Listen, maybe if he did it, we're going to be up there for 4th of July.
Yeah.
Imagine if every half hour I'm on the resort video guide with the Stallion.
It'd be good for the show.
Oh, you have to think of your own little catchphrase.
Honey, how long? Seriously, how many years have we been watching that guy and goofing on him?
Oh, I don't know. As long as we've been going down there, it seems like.
Like 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, help, Mike, help him think of a little catchphrase for him to use.
All right, I will. I will absolutely come up with one. I've got about 10 that would work perfectly, you know?
But good.
All right, bingo, baby.
How's this one? Zippity-doo-dah.
I got one from that last segment we did.
Yeah.
Lick the bee. Lick the bee.
I don't think that one will go.
All right, baby. All right.
Hey, no, you know what? Seriously, what you use?
What?
I don't think so.
What happened?
What happened?
What happened?
I think you need to go with lick it.
Lick it.
I'm Don Geronimo, and lick it. Point at the camera. Yeah.
Okay, I'll see you then.
All right, goodbye. Then.
Goodbye.
Lick it.
It's too funny.
Yeah. I mean, really, you got to be living in my skin to know how funny that is.
Well, good luck with that.
That bites. Buzz, now we do have to break.
All right.
How's your throat?
I'm fine, thank you.
What was the story that you had started there?
I'm going to tell you more about J-Lo.
Ah, mm-hmm. J-Lo, yes.
More J-Lo.
Because she likes anal.
Well, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
He created that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
You like that idea of her liking that, don't you?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You do.
Although I think she probably does.
I think you're right.
I'm Don Geronimo, and lick it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Bingo, baby.
All right.
Singular Wireless believes your wireless phone plan should be the perfect fit for you. And if you're driving a moped,
yeah, right.
Singular wants to match your lifestyle. No one's going to get this. With a phone and rate plan to fit you best, DJ Batman.
I'll tell you right now, if you don't use Singular Wireless, you need to switch today. Here's why, baby.
Right now, Singular offers you 5,200 minutes for only $24.99 a month. Now that's 5,000 night and weekend minutes and 200 anytime minutes. Nationwide long distance is included.
Call them right now at 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to singular.com or visit any Singular Wireless retailer in your area. That's 1-866-SINGULAR, baby.
Bingo, baby. I want to tell you something. The allegations of watering down drinks are absolutely untrue. My wife is beautiful. Certain restrictions apply. See any Singular store for details.
Don and Mike, WKFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They hate books. Don and Mike.
No, I hate the fact they're taking us off tomorrow for this dumb Rumsfeld show.
I know.
Look, today's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
We're very blessed to be doing something we love.
Yep.
And today's a day we've just been laughing all day long.
We have. I have a headache. I've been laughing so long.
And like I'm thinking, I'd love to come back tomorrow and just do it again.
Huh. Bingo, baby.
But we can't. This place just... Lick my bees.
Maybe that should be the one you use on his show.
Yeah.
God. Anyway, enjoy Donald Rumsfeld tomorrow.
You will.
Ugh. God. You know, all I got to say is, if the May ratings come out, we suck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna put an asterisk by it.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Say, listen, you know, we were off on a very important day,
mm-hmm.
so Donald Rumsfeld could get his nut. Doing a call-in show.
Hey, but we got the Stallion.
Baby!
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the Stallion.
We got the Stallion. He's in our camp now.
We got him today.
Maybe.
So there's that.
Listen tomorrow anyway, people.
Yeah.
Just listen anyway.
Help us out.
Listen so that we can all goof on it together on Friday.
Amen. Stick to the program. We'll take you to the promised land.
Bingo, baby. Oh, I don't know. Jesus.
I like
coming in. I like coming to work. I have a good time at work.
We have fun here.
You know. Want to come in tomorrow. Is that so bad?
No.
Is that so bad?
That's the catchphrase.
No, is that so bad?
Is that so bad?
Is that so bad?
I like being here. Is that so bad? As you look right at the camera.
That's perfect.
Anyway, hi, Buzz. I saw Mike during the break. That's one of those things, and Mike is just as bad as this that I am, of where you commit to doing something spur of the moment because it sounds great.
Right.
It's like a month or 2 months away.
Like going on the Stallions TV show.
I just said to Mike during the break, I said, you know, I really shouldn't have said that because I know when the 4th of July comes, I'm really not going to want to do it.
I know. But, you know, just think, I do what I say.
Yeah, to pound some vodka.
Have a couple of toddies before you go on there.
And
is
then
that
go
so
on.
Bad? Then you'll enjoy it. Then you'll realize that, you know, you might forget the fact that you're in this most ridiculous of situations.
Is that so bad?
That's so bad.
Anyway, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. If you taped VH1's Fabulous Life of Jennifer Lopez, you could make some money on eBay. That's because VH1 pulled the show after just 3 airings. Jenny's people reportedly complained to the network that the documentary made her look shallow, materialistic, superficial and wasteful.
Would maybe you like another plate?
No, I'm fine, thank you. Maybe it was the diamonds, the mansions, and the cars, or the $5,000 champagne, or the $1,000 face cream.
But she's just Jenny from the block.
Just Jenny from the block with her $1,500 haircut, her $4,000 hotel room, and the 450-count bed sheets, but who's counting? Quoting one of her people, it wasn't the most flattering show about Jen. A source says VH1 knows if it doesn't keep the artist and the label happy, no more interviews. Speaking of expensive face creams, J-Lo and Ben are in the cosmetics business together.
Oh, no.
I thought you were going to talk about the face cream that he supplied.
I can't believe, were they getting into the Elizabeth Taylor business now?
Again, romantic and profitable, sort of like that. L'Oreal, which signed J-Lo 4 years ago, has now signed Ben Affleck for a $2 million deal to promote hairstyling products.
I feel sorry for him. I mean, he's this guy from Beantown that's just like a, you know, that he was this regular guy. And look what's happened.
I've coined it. He's Matt Damon with no talent.
Right, exactly.
J-Lo's puppet now. Now, quoting L'Oreal, Ben embodies a new generation of men who show their strength in their personality, but are not afraid to care for their appearance.
Oh, no.
And, you know, I used to love those two disc jockeys. Yeah. The morning disc jockey, the husband and wife, L'Oreal.
Uh-huh.
I'm Lori.
And I'm Al.
Good morning, everybody.
Bingo, baby.
It's been nearly 10 years since opera tenor Luciano Pavarotti joined Bono in a concert to benefit the children of Bosnia.
I enjoyed that very much. She was a bloody good singer.
So did I.
Lucchino was fantastic. He'd sing all those. Lucchino Pavarotti.
Last night, Luciano did a benefit for the kids in Iraq, and this time he was joined by Ricky Martin, Bono again.
Hello, good to see you. I'm Bono, Lucchino.
Queen, Eric Clapton, and from her hospital bed, Liza Minnelli. Liza.
Where are the weapons of mass destruction?
Liza tripped on a hotel stair the other day and busted her kneecap. She'll be laid up for at least a month, but she wanted to do the benefit anyway, so she got herself a video hookup.
This is Liza.
Liza.
Liza with a Z.
Super video hookup. She did, Don. She did sing a few bars from Cabaret.
We're turning Liza Minnelli into Winston Churchill.
Exquisite thing.
Alone in your room.
That's what she sang, and a cappella.
I'm here to music play.
Bingo, baby.
So there she was.
My Batman.
There she was in an Italian hospital, right leg in a cast, leg sticking straight up into the air. Quoting her husband, she's a real trooper.
She's a real trooper.
Now, Liza just got out of a hospital in Pennsylvania, more of a rehab clinic, really. She was there for what's described as a routine.
Well, I read this. Hold on. You're going to love this, Mike.
Liza was there at the clinic in Pennsylvania for what's described as a routine sobriety checkup.
Really?
The checkup lasted 8 weeks.
How great is that?
It seems to me, Ms. Minnelli, we've got something in our system that needs to be fluffed out.
Liza!
It's my regular sobriety.
Routine checkup.
It takes 8 weeks.
It's routine.
It appears.
It's 2 months.
Yeah.
That's 60 days.
The 2 months is complete. She is dried out.
That's some checkup. It appears Bob Hope will make it to his 100th birthday. Of course, it's still a day away.
Now, if Bob doesn't die between now and Monday, I think Monday is the day that we're going to have our big... We had it scheduled for today, but we never got to
CBS.
It.
CBS!
Oh, dear.
See, this is Bob as he is now.
Yeah.
What they're going to do on Monday's episode is hook up space age technology and electrodes to Bob's forehead. We will be speaking to the conscious, the unconscious psyche of Bob Hope.
Doesn't communicate well.
Here we go. Bob wants lunch.
Lunch.
The former comedian passes the century mark tomorrow, and he'll do so in what his family describes as a quiet celebration.
Of course.
His daughter says there'll be a cake big enough to hold all the candles. Quoting her, Dad's pretty much confined to his room. He has days...
Really, do you think?
He has days when he is good and other days when he's kind of quiet. He doesn't tell jokes anymore.
I'd like to know what those good days are like.
But he loves to hear a good joke.
Look, he blinked his eye.
Hey!
Good day!
Hey!
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld's car was hit by another car yesterday.
Think he'll talk about that on his show tomorrow?
I'm sure he will. Rumsfeld was on his way from the Pentagon to Andrews Air Force Base. The other driver apparently spun out of control and slammed into the front grille of the secretary's car. No one got hurt. And Rumsfeld, who was said to be shaken, was taken by another car and made it to his speech in New York on time after all.
Shaken but not stirred.
Hold on, I got it right here. Hold on, give me a second. And Rob will need some fake reverb.
You have something about the car accident yesterday?
No, I believe we will be doing what it might sound like if he was to discuss being hit by another car on his show tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool.
Right here on WJFK.
Taking our time slot.
Yeah.
You gotta go, baby. Was it number one? Number one?
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Number two. I'm not getting it.
Oh, you're on the B side.
There you go, everybody. How you doing?
My name is Donald Rumsfeld. I'm driving along. Some bitch comes along, runs into me. I said, I'm Donald Rumsfeld. Got in my shot. Bingo, baby. I was in my vehicle. I'll take you to the promised land.
We're using a lot of stallion talk, aren't we?
Sure are.
Yeah.
Again, as our daily reminder, the legendary Bob Hope turns 100 tomorrow. We wish him the best. In sports, Chinese basketball player Yao Ming is suing Coca-Cola, accusing the company of using his image improperly. He's suing for 1 yuan. That's a Chinese coin worth about 12 cents.
I hope he doesn't get SARS.
SARS!
SARS.
He also wants products bearing his face and name to be recalled. The Houston Rocket Center is officially a spokesman for Pepsi. He's also asking for an apology on national media, but Coke says it paid the Chinese Basketball Association for the rights to use the images of any of its members. So there's that.
Uh-huh.
We are so sorry. I'm very sorry about that. We apologize.
I'm just reading that, what's her name? Not Lucy Liu. Who's the one that was on The View? The Chinese girl?
Lisa Ling.
Lisa Ling, okay. You know, she quit being on the Hausfrau show, The View.
I didn't know that.
So she could be the correspondent, great career move, incidentally, for National Geographic TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, on Sunday night, she has a special with Yao Ming, where he's going to reveal his Chinese girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Who was almost 7 feet tall.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
Wow. So
Lisa Ling was a lot of fun when she came on the show. You remember that?
Yeah, she
was a good, real good guest.
Wasn't she promoting some kind of feminine hygiene product that day?
Something feminine. I know
like
it was.
That, some kind of tampon or...
She let us be silly with it. I remember that.
Female condom. Ah. Thank you, Lisa, in my headphones.
Female condom. And then she said, bingo, baby.
Bingo, baby.
Finally, maybe you have or haven't heard of a rock band named Eve, but they're in the news today. Actually, it's their lead singer, James Maxwell Collins. James and his group were
too old.
No, what? Yeah. Go ahead.
Eve. I'm sorry, it's way too old. It's something we used to do years ago.
Yeah,
I remember.
Oh, no, you're doing Raymond Burr.
There we go. What can Brown do for you? All right, go ahead.
So James Maxwell Collins, the lead singer of Eve, and his group were in Pennsylvania for a concert.
Eve and Ed Brown.
Late Sunday night, James was at the front desk asking for shaving cream. It wasn't until he turned to walk away...
Shaving cream.
...that they realized...
Be nice and clean.
...wasn't until he turned to walk away that they realized he was naked. He was spotted later at the lounge piano wearing nothing but the shaving cream that covered his genitals. It happened at the Moon Township Hotel. RCA Records spokeswoman Maggie Wang has no comment.
Wow. You're crazy, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You're nuts, Buzz.
Yeah.
Really, you're certifiable, man.
No. No.
That's it. We got to go. Well, I'd love to say we'll see you tomorrow, but, you know.
Enjoy the Donald Rumsfeld Show tomorrow.
Enjoy. I hope it's a great program, and I know even Ed Brown will be watching it, and I will be too. My name is the late Raymond Burr, and I'm wrapping something in foil for all the management members here.
We want to be here doing a show!
Mm-hmm.
Is that so wrong?
No, that's not.
Is that so bad?
That's not.
Is that so wrong?
Is that so bad?
So bad.
Is that so bad?
You got to point at the camera.
Is that so bad?
Bingo,
perfect.
Baby.
That's so bad. Bingo, baby. All right, that's it.
We'll see you on Friday.
Yeah.
Please listen tomorrow. Don't kill our ratings tomorrow. It ain't our fault. That's a good way to sign off.
It ain't our fault.
It ain't our fault.
That's another good signature. It ain't our fault.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
It ain't our fault, Don.
Hey, Rusty. Lick it!
PM.
Peter Tim.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.